Tonight's the night. And it's going to happen again and again. Has to happen.
Tell me a story.
See, we got blogs, we got podcasts. You know, the information won't stop. It comes in through your head, heats out your eyes, and it's all crap. You know? See, you gotta dare for greatness these days to get people's attention. Did I get yours?
Tell me a story.
Dreams die. No. No, no, no. Not by themselves. We kill them.
It's 90% bullshit. What is entertaining? Tell me a story.
What?
Tell me a story.
What?
Not tomorrow, not after breakfast. Now!
Arrogance.
You are shit. Y'all see what I'm tapping? Shut up! Because of my big mouth, I made this woman laugh.
You're an idiot.
Shut up. Fuck through it. What are you talking about? You're an idiot.
Fuck off.
Shut up!
Classy.
Yeah, that's right. I'm fucking funny. I'm fucking entertaining. Fuck you.
Alcoholism.
Kenny is a functioning alcoholic.
See, I have an alcohol issue. And
issue?
Yeah, it's an issue. It's an issue. It's I'm not a problem. It's just an issue.
I'm my own kind of reckless disaster. I'm fucking German. I might be Jewish, too. But I was a fucking Jedi.
Kenny likes to drink.
I was drunk. Let's all go skinny dipping. My problem is, I don't have a problem. I work all day, I come home, I have a couple of drinks. It's psychologically bad for my penis.
Arrogance and alcoholism. The Conti and Kenny Show.
The vision is real. The power is reawakening. The fear is reborn. Because they have returned. Because they have returned.
All right, we are here, everybody. Took us a couple of seconds, but we are on. It's the Conti and Kenny Show. It is December 30th, 2013. It is our last show of the year. And guess who's here? Champagne Mike is here.
Hello, everybody.
It's been a while. No, you're on.
Yeah.
No, we don't turn the mic off like you do.
Yeah, I turn it off. I get nervous.
You get nervous that you're going to say something stupid.
Yeah, like the entire time I'm here.
When you think the mics are off.
Yeah.
I understand. What's going on? Of course, Kenny is here.
Yes.
And
at least one more week.
One more week. You might be gone for a week, right?
Yeah. But we'll have the show.
Yeah.
I'll just be...
Do the Skype-a-roo.
Skype-a-roo.
Yeah. It's working pretty good. And you're listening, of course... on either morelikeradio.com or ContiandKenny.com. And we will be on Conti and Kenny all to 10 o'clock. And More Like Radio will be on till 9. So you get your churse. And of course, if you're on your phone, you want to listen on the TuneIn app, you can listen on there too. And we're actually really close to getting a new phone number. Frank is working on this whole thing. So, but for now, it's still Skype. NPN Studios, which is where we broadcast from, Non-Productive Studios. And, give us a call if you like.
I can't find my phone.
You can't find your phone?
Yeah.
Really?
See it around here anymore?
Isn't it weird? Do you have a little panic in you right now? Isn't it weird?
No, yeah. It's definitely in the car. It better be.
You don't have a little panic
right
going on?
Right behind you. I'm looking at it. It'll play hot and cold in here.
Hey, there it is.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Right, I'm better now.
You didn't have that... that panic thing. See, but Kenny's not.
I knew I had it, but I'm not a.
Married.
But
you're not, it's not the married.
Yeah,
panic.
You're not a lunatic with your phone like most people are.
Yeah.
Where if they don't have it, like for 5 minutes, you know, like, oh, what am I missing? Is there something on, you know, on social media that I'm missing or whatever? Because you're not like glued to your phone.
Right.
Your phone is your. Hey, your phone. You're basically a 2002 guy with your phone. It's like, hey, man, phone's great. When I need it, it's here. But you're not 2013 or 14 guy where it's a constant. You constantly have to look at it. It's the lifeline between you and the world. You're like, I got my newspaper. Kenny got your newspaper.
My buttered roll.
My buttered roll, my newspaper, coffee. My coffee, and I got everything going on. You know what I mean?
I completely agree 100%.
That's you.
That thing could be wrapped in the couch cushions for about 18 hours. And if I don't hear it, it's like out of sight, out of mind.
You probably enjoy the fact that when you don't hear it, right? Or like if you forget about it, you're like, oh, good.
The problem is sometimes a lot of people need to get in touch with me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, oh, shit. You know?
Right.
But
you're not that. And I'm even guilty of that, too, where sometimes I try to take my phone and go, all right, put it away for an hour. Don't look at it. Don't look at Facebook. Don't look at Twitter. Don't check your email. Just for an hour. And I can do that. I'm proud of that. But, I mean, that's pretty sad that I'm like, let me put it away for a second. Like, when I'm, like, in my car sometimes, I'll put it in my pocket so I won't constantly look.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm really trying to just eliminate. Like, I don't mind looking for something. Like, just peeking, you know, just looking and see if I have any messages. But I'm really, like, I use a lot of the Bluetooth for my, for texting. I'm getting really good at the Bluetooth with texting. And
with the voice thing?
Yeah, with the voice thing. And it works damn well. You just speak slow, and when you say question mark, it won't type out question mark. It'll put a question mark. And I'm just trying to get better at that.
Can you curse on that thing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I haven't tried. But because I get so aggravated when I see somebody. Like, especially when I'll see somebody literally, it's in front of the steering wheel. Like, they're looking down at the steering wheel, and they're using, like, two hands. And that annoys me. And then I'm like, but what do I look like when I'm doing it? Because I know sometimes I'll look. I try to keep it up a little bit, so I'm still looking at the road. But I've just,
I rarely ever touch it.
Yeah, good for you,
man. And it fucking annoys the shit out of me when the light turns green.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody goes, and you know it's because you're like, get off the fucking phone.
Yeah,
exactly. Get off your phone.
I'm that guy.
I'm that guy, too.
Yeah, the light turns green.
If I am, I'd rather do it when I'm at a light, so I'm not going to plow into, like, you know, a guardrail or a bunch of school children.
Remember, now, if someone, I would say, 5 years ago, if someone doesn't see the light, you know what I mean? Maybe they're changing the radio dial or something or lighting a smoke up or something. You just give them the beep, beep. Yeah. The polite beep.
Right.
Hey, here's it going. Now it's gotten to where if people don't jump off the line, it's, you know, the aggressive horn blow.
But do you know the gag you used to do?
I don't aggressive horn blow yet. I just scream, get off the fucking phone.
Do you ever do the thing if you see two people in front of you at the light, and they're making out, and the light's red, and even though the light's still red, you go, meep, meep, and then they go to take off, and the light's still red?
Oh my God,
you've never done that? Oh, it's fucking great, man. That's a good friend does that, yeah. But yeah, so
Marianne in the chat room is Kenny cold. Yes, I'm freezing.
Oh yeah, I got my jacket on.
I have two
Mike's
jackets.
Got
on.
His armor hat
just
going.
Just bought it at the Krausers, $6.99.
Yeah,
it's a little infringement. But
what do you mean infringement?
I think you're not allowed to wear that. It's a falsey. It's fake, right?
That one?
Oh, you got it off
the
truck.
Oh, is it like a ripoff?
Yeah.
Like instead of armor, it's a harmer?
Yeah. But it's comfortable. I like it.
Instead of a Rolex, it's a Folex.
Being bald sucks when it gets cold out.
Oh, it goes right onto your head.
I just had
right?
that J-Fro, too, which kept me warm.
Your Jufro?
Oh, it was bad. It was about 3 inches high.
Oh.
Keep me warm.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Get some mutton chops, keep
and
the
you
face
think,
warm.
And you think that I would I'd be bald now. I don't know what the hell happened.
And have life.
Me, my hair, I've been like this since I've been like 26.
I would kill this to have just
it. Just, it just, I'm always like thin hair, but it just doesn't go away. I don't know. I'll take it. Why not?
I got a full head. The only thing
you got the parking space. What do they call it? The parking spaces?
I don't know. Just I have a giant widow's forehead. Peak. Widow's peak. Yeah.
Is that what they call it? The widow's
peak? Yeah. I've had it since I was a kid. Like yeah. I was like 11. And you're going bald when I started shaving my head short. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, jerk, fuck, I've had this the whole time. It's just the way my hair is.
Right. It's just Kenny's 11. Head. He's going, I've had this since I was 4.
But I've got a big enough forehead. I don't need it to
What if you took your hair and you push it down or something?
I don't like that.
But you don't push it back. You just put it kind of goes.
I just kind of push it up.
It goes up a little bit. But it doesn't look like, you don't look like a ham sandwich. You know what I mean? You don't look like a douche.
No, but some pictures it's just all forehead. And I'm just
you never did like the comb forward to hide the bald spot. Like I would do that.
Oh yeah,
I had the curl too, like 3-inch curl.
3-inch curl.
Like I would cut like the 1-inch, but then in the front I let it go a little bit longer.
Ooh,
but you could hide it. It was good camo.
Really?
Because I was so fucking curly, like the afro could actually
worked.
Sponge the spots.
All right.
And then
that's not too bad.
And then I got the haircut that ruined it, and that was the end of it.
All right, good question in the chat room from Joe Z. What would happen if you left your house in a hurry and forgot your phone? How far away is too far to turn around to get it? There is no distance too far. Actually, it depends on where I'm going. Like, if I'm going somewhere for a half hour, hour, I'll just go and deal with it, and then when I get back. But if I'm, like, going to be gone all day...
Yeah.
If I forget my phone, like if I'm running to the store and I forget my phone, I pops in my head. I go, "What if I break down?"
Look at you! You're thinking like a prehistoric, true. What was the phone? What did everybody get a cell phone for in the beginning? Was for an emergency. Yeah.
And the last 100 years of the internal combustion engine, and no one's ever broken down and figured it out.
Right.
It's exactly. 100 years of just cars on the side of the road.
Yeah. Well, it's always you're always going to break down on the Cross Bronx at 3 a.m. Yeah. So you're going to get either murdered or your car's going to end up on blocks in 4 hours.
Yeah.
So, but no, that's...
You break down, it automatically turns into the movie Judgment Night with Dennis Leary. you know what I mean? Yeah.
A friend of mine left his house without his phone and went back 15 minutes later, and all his clothes are on the front lawn.
Oh.
Yeah. 15 minutes. That's all it took.
15 minutes off. Man, yeah. She was just waiting for that.
I don't know, man. She must have found the mother load on that phone.
Yeah, but she didn't even... She knew he left the phone. She found it immediately.
Yeah. He literally went to get something, and he went back home, and clothes were starting to be put in the front of the house. And he just left.
15 minutes, she found...
He kind of just took it and just went for a ride.
I've had to go back. When I was in Pittsburgh, I had to steal my boss's truck because he had the truck drove out there. So I was like, yeah, left my phone in your car. You got your keys? I had to drive like 10 minutes to the bar.
I had to drive back to New Jersey.
No. I just drove back to the bar.
Back in 12 hours.
Yeah. And but, you know, see, like in Pittsburgh, I can't leave the phone in the bar. Well, I've got to go. I got to get a cab.
Yeah, of course. I've got to go somewhere. You're away from home, yeah.
Can't you now, like if you lose your phone, go to like the store and get another phone and it'll work instantly? No?
I have no idea.
I'm going to guess.
I think so with today's technology.
Probably.
Yeah.
My friend should have had that device where, like, if someone hits your password and they do it or something, your phone just blows up and kills them.
I think that's a bit extreme.
Yeah. No, actually, there's a password. Like, if someone tries to play with your phone, it takes a picture of that person and shuts the phone down.
Really?
After 5 times, yeah.
Is that real? Or are you making that up?
No, seriously.
Yeah, that's real.
I don't even do a password on my phone.
Like, if you have a phone and there's someone tries to get into it, it takes a picture of that person, and then, like, after five times, whatever, then the phone just disables.
Yeah. You know what there should be? It should be, like, you know how they have the thumbprint technology? Instead, it should be a palm print, okay, and on the back of your phone, and if it's not your palm, within about, like, 10 seconds...
I thought they have something like that.
They have, like, a little nuclear reactor inside, and it just burns into like, liquid molten fucking plastic right in your hand.
What's the point of
that? It should be called the cheater phone.
Then you look like the guy from Indiana Jones.
Yeah, you can have that mark on.
The Nazi dude who grabbed the shit out of the medallion out of the fire.
Yeah.
The amulet. Just torch your hand.
I like the fact that it would get warm, and then you would be like, oh, and you would drop it, but not to a point where you ruin the phone.
No, you deserve to be punished for digging through my shit. Unless it's baby hands. Because babies want to play with the phone, but it's very dangerous. because I can't. There's a couple of little stupid
games.
The
kids keep
here.
Their hands off their phone, too.
Before the kid, now the kids have their own. They have iPads and pods and whatnot. They have games. But beforehand, they were like, let me see the phone. Let me see the phone.
Yeah, my nephew doesn't bother me with it.
And you mess around.
He's got an iPad now.
Yeah,
they have an
iPad.
It's
nice how you're like 10
and
years
what's
old.
And what's with fucking people taking the liberty of scrolling through your pictures? You show someone a picture.
No, let me see your phone.
And then they'll show them one picture, and then they'll fucking scroll. And I told it was happening with my sister. It happened with
it's like
who the hell else was?
I'm like going to somebody's house for dinner, and then they're like, "Hey, you got any photo albums?
Looking through your drawers.
Like, oh, fuck yourself.
Looking through your top. You don't scroll. And you don't scroll unless I tell you to. And when I tell you to, you only scroll a couple.
Yeah.
If I say a couple, you're gonna get a picture of doo doo or my ding dong or a video of me masturbating.
Have you been anywhere lately? Like whether it's a concert or even a bar or a anywhere where people are, you're out doing something, everybody spends more times taking pictures of everything that's going on than just enjoying it. Hey, not every weekend is something memorable that you need a picture for.
Well, there's a lot of bands that mention that they don't allow cell phones. They don't
it's
allow
annoying.
The video because they say you're not watching the show. You're just trying to fucking catch a picture. Not that they're pirating any kind of video.
No, I know.
But they're like watch the
just
fucking
show. Just enjoy yourself. Like, once in a
while,
I've
been practicing a guitar for 30 years.
Right.
Watch the show, you cunt.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you know, once in a while, if you're doing something like something, you know, like say you're at a Yankees game where somebody pitches a no-hitter. All right? You go to 20 Yankee games a year, and you're just constantly taking pictures of 50 pictures every time you're there. It's like, dude, enough. You're there. Enjoy it. But if you're at the David Wells no hitter thing, you want to, you know, that's special. And I'm finding that when you go out and like every club, like, or not even club, like a bar or people are hanging out, listening to music, they're more interested in getting pictures of everybody dancing. It's like, dude, it's just a night out.
Yeah.
Everybody makes it like there's more than what's going on. It's a night out. It's a fun time.
Right.
You don't need to document every event.
I saw Paul McCartney in the Bronx a couple of years, summers ago, right? I was I was at the top seat all the way in the upper deck. Yeah. Took one picture. Looked like dog shit. End of that. No more pictures. What's the sense? Joe, you can't tell if it's Paul McCartney or fucking
exactly. One of the way outs.
Or the fucking Don Ho. You can't tell from that height.
Yeah. In the chat, Joe Z, so we're just gonna let it go that Kenny has videos of himself jerking off on his phone.
Absolutely.
And doo doo.
Just gonna let that go by. And the doo doo pictures.
Yeah, the doo doo pictures is very disturbing. Why would you have doo doo pictures?
Why would you have doo doo?
We did let that go.
We did.
Thank you for bringing that back up.
Yeah, thank you, Joe Z.
People send pictures of doo doo or. I don't take.
Why are people sending pictures of doo doo to you?
That's always happened that way.
I don't like that.
Neither do I anymore. But it was
anymore.
He liked it before. Had his penis picture. Yeah. I'll send you a penis.
You've got to have a stock masturbation video.
Not of myself.
Of my.
Yeah. To show it.
I
yeah.
I've sent them out to a couple guys I work with.
Worked in Pittsburgh.
I mean,
oof, did it work?
Did it work?
Absolutely.
Nice.
Yeah, get a little hum job in the parking lot of Department of Homeland Security.
Oh, look at you breaking all sorts of rules.
Uh huh.
God, if she was married,
that should be legal.
What's that?
You know, parking lot hummer.
Sure.
In Homeland Security?
The Department of Homeland Security.
If she was married, it would have been a trifecta.
I would have took a selfie, and I would have posted where I was. Or was that, say where you're at?
No, selfie's just a picture of you.
No, I would have took a selfie, and then post where I was at, like my location. I forgot what they call that. Tag myself, like,
in
the Homeland Security parking lot, getting a Hummer.
With a girl taking it in the mouth.
Like, I would have her head in, not her whole, you know, just my face smiling.
And
a thumbs up.
Yeah, back of her head.
I'm not really a thumbs up kind of guy, but that would be appropriate.
Or what you do is you take the rearview mirror, you turn it down,
and take that,
so you could see her doing it from the other angle. Then you take a picture of the rearview mirror, so you could see it right in her face.
You fucking
from the
Fellini, like at all weird angles and shit.
That's good shit.
Yeah,
right
nice
there.
Work though.
It is. You. I just never thought. That's actually very brilliant.
Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah,
because it's perverted.
But you gotta have a stock masturbation video.
No,
I don't keep anything on my phone. I delete everything. Not like I'm a criminal.
The only thing I have on my phone that I worry whenever my nephews grab it is that there's a picture, a video from, I think it's, is it about a little less than a year ago when me and my girlfriend, we were away for like the weekend in Atlantic City. and I was videotaping her, and she was nude ironing my shirts. And I was sitting there going, that's right, motherfuckers. I was doing like this thing, like, that's what you do. And I never erased it because it was kind of funny.
Yeah.
But
that's not a dirty one.
No, I mean, she was, you know, on the other side of the room, you know, nude ironing my shirt. And I thought, that I'm a man. That's what happens. You get your woman to do that.
That's dangerous, ironing nude.
Ironing nude? Yeah, cooking nude, I think, is more dangerous.
Cooking is definitely dangerous. But, I mean, well, she doesn't have any balls. She'd just burn a nipple or something.
It was just, so I'm always ironing worried.
Ironing board is like waist high, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's always
you
fine.
You overshoot us.
Yeah, I mean, she wasn't drunk
a
when
collar.
She was doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what is she?
Yeah.
Is she like shooting pool from one end? Yeah. And she's just pushing it down? Yeah. Playing shuffleboard with the iron?
You try to get the creases too much, you martinize your ball sack.
Oh, man. But how about you guys? How was your Christmases and all that jazz? Because I know you celebrate both, right?
Yeah, we kind of pulled Christmas in the front runner this year.
Yeah.
And last year and the year before that, too.
Well, because Hanukkah was very early
this
year.
I mean, our family's pretty much Catholic. The kids, like my wife, the dogs.
Well, we discussed all that anyway. Yeah. And, you know, at least for me, we've come to the conclusion that Christmas is an American holiday.
I couldn't agree more.
It's an American holiday. Yeah. Done. That's it.
Last year, after Superstorm Sandy came through, Champagne over here got awards and accolades and all kinds of stuff for Santa in Blue.
Yeah.
Truckloads and truckloads of toys
amazing.
For kids.
I can't believe that
was
a year ago.
Did it
all
again
over
this
the
year
TV.
Too.
Yeah, how'd it go this year?
Not as big, believe it or not.
Yeah.
No, but it was, we filled a trailer and a half in about 4,000, and we're giving stuff to the Colorado flood victims.
Very cool.
Okay.
That's why my karma is high right now, and I'm going to Mardi Gras to ruin it again. bring that
you
right
got
back.
A little saved up in the bank.
You know what I mean? I waited out and figured out what I could do. Not murder, but something bad. You know,
yeah,
not too bad.
You got a little saved up. You're all right. You're in a good spot.
Yeah, but no, it went well this year, and thank you guys. It was nice.
No, I'm glad to hear it. Glad to hear it. You deserve all your debauchery you're going to get into.
Yes. Excuse me, sir. I'm the Sand and Blue coordinator. It'd be a little embarrassing if we brought charges on me.
Yeah, it's like we hear blah, blah, blah. We'll tell you your full Champagne Mike got arrested today on Bourbon Street for sticking his cock in a gumbo. he received almost third-degree burns
and
on his frenulum.
They love bringing the man down, too. You know what I mean? That's a hell of a story. Like the Sand and Blue guy. You know,
oh, really?
They would love to crush him. The news.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
White ass Brent was talking about Kenny. Well, I'm not sure whose photo he's talking about. He might be talking about your photo of your masturbating or whatever.
Uh-huh.
That photo is probably floating around on your iCloud somewhere. So I would be careful.
I have an iCloud.
You probably do. You don't even realize it. Everything is in the clouds now, Kenny.
Yeah, I keep I don't
everything.
I'm
everything's like, stored somewhere. That's the one scary thing. And that's
not just on my phone. It's stored somewhere
else. It's somewhere. Yeah.
I haven't sent it to anybody.
Doesn't matter. It's somewhere. And that's Brent, our on the road. I don't know how you could call it.
Satellite producer.
He's our producer from afar. But he's our pal, and we have a full show. We have Champagne Mike in.
Mary
and
Poppins with the birds in the back.
Hey, I kicked the bird on the way in here.
Did you?
Yeah, it was crazy. I walked in, I kicked it. I mean, I wasn't kicking it intentionally. I got some psychopath. And the bird just went flying. Like,
where's the bird?
I don't know. It was crazy.
Is it outside?
I thought it was too cold for birds to be out. Yeah. Maybe he was sleeping or something.
Probably
I don't know.
Freezing.
And I launched it. It looked like a field goal. Like it went straight up perfectly, too. And I, like, I thought I had superhuman strength and I'd kick something, but it was actually pretty weird.
But, my Christmas was really cool. I had a good Christmas. I got my girlfriend the iPad Mini. She was very happy.
Ask Brent, is that really going to happen? Do I got to erase it now?
I don't know, Brent.
I never. Yeah, don't keep that stuff on your phone. Just take new ones.
Yeah, I should just take new ones.
Yeah, you should just like take pictures and like, you know, like they found in the girl's apartment in Sounds of the Lambs behind the little dancer.
Right.
Frederica Bimmel, where they just found shit of her, like, in a big diaper dancing. That's what you should do. You should just leave that. And
nothing's better than being, I mean, not that I use my police job for stuff.
But. It's funny. If you open up my pictures, it's got one is camera for, like, all the photos. Then the middle one is the downloads, which is all nudie pics from women that have sent them to me. And then underneath is the SD card is Joe Conte's album cover.
Really?
Because it's on the SD card?
That's hilarious.
Yeah. So it's Vagina and Joe Conte.
That's great. That's great.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I make sure that when I go to someone's house, I snoop if I can to see their craziness. Some people do have pictures of themselves wearing some crazy outfits and do some really weird shit. That's entertaining.
I said that I got her an iPad mini, and Credo said Conti's a good boyfriend for buying his girlfriend feminine hygiene products. Look at these guys making jokes.
Little wings.
Making jokes. But one thing that we discussed, like, Christmas songs last week, which was great to hear in the replay with, like, the James Brown song.
Sure.
And
I was rocking that thing on, see, for me, Christmas Eve is the big one. That's where pretty much everybody comes over.
Yeah.
I got to cook for, like, you know, 15 people, all the kids and whatnot, and friends, you know what I mean? My mother will bring over somebody who's, you know.
High school friends come over to Big House, too, or?
No. It's basically just family. My brothers and sisters and their significant others, and then the kids. And then, you know, my mother, my stepfather, mm-hmm. and a few close family friends, like my sister's old friends, and, one of the guys my mother's a firefighter with. Family wasn't around. Parents weren't around. Single guy, come on over. Well, we got plenty of fish. Yeah. And then
all fish, too, right?
Yeah, most of the time. And we have to make spaghetti for the kids.
Yeah.
But it's not all. It's not just different fishes.
No, it's like shellfish. Yeah, I went to the same thing my sister-in-law's house.
Yeah, my mother.
Everything's fish.
She
shellfish. And
yeah, it's squid seven fishes. And I said, Mom, we're not getting seven fishes. I'll get seven shits to come out of the water.
Yeah, you know what I mean? That's a good call.
You get seven things that come. If it's in the water, I'll get you seven of them. And in the last couple of years, the whatchamacallit, the routine has been one of the years my mother got them, the girls, Nerf dart gun. I talked about it a little bit last week.
Yeah, that's cool.
So I went and bought these, you know, Hunger Games has the bow and arrow ones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fucking, like, I don't know, $50 a piece, something like that, I think they were.
Yeah, you got, like, four of them?
I got two of them. I actually got two of them with extra ammo. The one, the little girl, Gianna, the 8-year-old, fucking cut it out of the box, cuts the line.
Get out of here.
Yeah, so I'm like, you son of a bitch.
That's great.
So I had, as I'm cooking fucking fish, I had to take this one piece apart and fix it. But I say, the day was saved. But it's an all-out. We have goggles for everybody, and then it's just a bunch. The guns have increased, and the ammo's increased.
That's a fun way of adding a tradition in your family.
Yes, yeah, aiming for each other's eyes with Nerf darts on the eve of our Lord's birth.
See, all my nephews are nationally ranked wrestlers, so they just kill each other. They take the table down and make a wrestling room out of it. And someone gets hurt badly.
Yeah, thrown into the tree.
Yeah.
But it's
condoned too, which is nice.
Yeah, yeah. There's money on it.
Yeah.
But it was all in all, it was good. It was good.
Nice.
So, like, we were talking about Christmas songs and all that, and I was never big on Christmas songs, but this year I really embraced Christmas and I was digging it. And on Christmas Eve during the Yule Log, which is on PIX Channel 11 in New York, they just play Christmas tunes, you know, for like 24 hours or whatever it was, and this song came on. And I'd never heard this version of this song, Sleigh Bells. And I went nuts trying to find it because it didn't say who it was. And I went on YouTube and finally found it. But they still do not say who it was. But I think it's like the best version of Sleigh Bells. And
how did you find it if you don't know who it is?
I just put Sleigh Bells in YouTube, and every Sleigh Bells song that it didn't say who it was, or even if it did, I just clicked on it. I literally, like, 2 hours sitting on YouTube trying to find this song.
Really?
Huh. Yeah. And I found it, and I think Kenny would like it because it's a very old sound.
Is it the Sleigh Bells that everyone knows?
No.
No.
Nope. Here, I'll put the link in the chat if they want to check it out. And tell me if you ever heard this one, Kenny. And Mike, too.
Thank you for including me.
Ring bells, sleigh bells, ring ting tingling too. Ring bells, sleigh
bells,
come on, it's
lovely weather.
Fucking awesome.
Is Lawrence Welk?
Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you through. Ring bells, sleigh bells, come on, it's lovely weather. Sleigh ride together with you. Ring bells, ring. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up. Let's go, let's look at the show. We're riding in the wonderland.
This is fucking awesome.
Snow.
It sounds like it's like, could be early 50s.
Yeah.
Right?
Just holding your hand. We're gliding along with the song of a wintry fairyland.
Those commercials in like the early 40s.
You have a weird look on your face. I'm surprised you don't love this.
I like it, but it reminds me of Lawrence Welk shit. It's not bad.
Dude, when I tell you, I probably since Christmas Eve, or when I found it, I think I found it day after Christmas. I don't even know this. I've probably listened to this song
Search
20 times.
Here it is.
20
There's
times.
There's no video for it?
Just a. I put the YouTube in the chat, but there's no way I can find out who did this.
Okay. So real quick, do a search on YouTube. Sleigh Bells, Lawrence Welk.
Sleigh Ride.
Lawrence Welk.
Very happy singer.
Is there a sleigh ride, Lawrence Welk?
Yeah.
Video?
Lawrence Welk, Christmas 1959. This one's only a minute. Oh, wait a minute. This one's got an accordion.
This might be a little bit too hip.
Yeah, it's way too hip. That's Lawrence what I'm saying. Welk, yeah. This almost sounds like it could be like a Glenn Miller band putting this together with like, you know.
Try the
real
Lawrence Welk.
Don't you there's somewhere where you put your phone up to it and it tells you who sings it?
Oh, yeah. Like anybody could find out who this is.
Just put your phone in and it plays a couple of lines and it tells you.
Yeah, and I mean, this is definitely like cracker white bread, but there's just something about the music with it. Like Brian Setzer band type of thing.
Yeah, I like it. It's okay.
Dude, it just.
It's very joyful.
I love it.
I'm not feeling as much as you two are, but I enjoy it.
It's all right.
I just...
It's no Santa
Claus. If I was out with my kids and there was like a skating rink and I heard this, I would tap my foot.
Oh, I'm just like... I'm hip. I feel like a beatnik. Like, I'm going to be, hey, skibbity-bobbity-woo-wah. I'd be like the green smog, you know? I felt out of tune, you know?
When does this music end? Like, when are you not allowed to school? After the holidays, do you? Or you get like another couple more days?
No, it's usually the day after.
Yeah, you got
once the radios change over. You know what you would probably like? Look for Louis Prima Christmas.
Louis Prima.
He's a very happy fella.
He would, I think if you like that, you might like a Louis Prima Christmas.
He makes it a very nice sound to all the songs he sings.
And he's very racist.
Is he really?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, the way he talks to the guys in his band.
Yeah.
They're all black jazz guys, you know what I mean, and stuff. And he's like, come on, boy. You ever go, come on, boy.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Louis Prima, well, there's a couple songs here. What Will Santa Claus Say? Shake Hands with Santa Claus. What Will Santa Claus Say When He Finds Everybody Swinging?
Pick one.
Yeah, you want me to try this? With everybody swinging?
They're all going to sound pretty much the same, probably.
Oh, come on. This video may be appropriate for some users. What the hell? It's Louis Prima. Come on. Hold on. That's pathetic. Let's see. Shake hands with Santa.
Shake hands with Santa Claus. If you want some candy, I'll bring you the candy. Shake hands with Santa Claus. I love you, and I'm gonna bring
you some candy. It's not bad.
There's a couple of different ones. I didn't know. Yeah. I don't know.
That's always
but
amazing.
He's that big band, you know.
Yeah. And everybody keeps talking about the...
You know what, to be honest, once Christmas is over, I don't feel anything when I hear a Christmas song.
Yeah.
I'm just like... Done.
I think we still got a couple of days, don't we, though, till New Year's?
I'll tell you, you know what? When I do this, the toy drive stuff, I don't want nothing to do with it.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to hear no songs. I got things doing.
Yeah, I'm pretty much done. Yeah, done with the songs.
Fucking white ass Brett. The new Christy Minstrels, Sleigh Ride. That's them.
He found it.
He's a fucking
animal. He's like a fucking guru.
He really
man.
Is, man. He's just amazing. That's our producer, Brent. Thank you, sir. The new Christy Minstrels. I want to find out if they have like an album. I'll buy it. See if they have other stuff.
The Christy's Minstrels.
You can't just
the new Christy Minstrels.
Christy Minstrel. Christy's Minstrels. Minstrels and the Cycles. Goodness. Christy's Minstrel and the Cycles.
Well, another thing I just want to before we take our first break, which we're not yet, but the new Conti Kenny Shorts is out, number 9.
Uh-huh.
Which I think you said you heard, right?
Absolutely.
You enjoyed it?
I enjoyed it, yeah.
Number 9,
the last part is very, 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 very childish.
Oh, my God. But
dude,
did you or did you not, while listening to the last thing, start laughing out loud? At us laughing.
That's basically what it is. I remember when
one
happened.
Point when Bob completely lost his mind.
Yeah.
Like to just listen to three children laughing at fart sounds like we've never. And then when Penny calls in and she, I mean, it's a fun another one. It was 26 minutes total.
Yeah, very short.
Very short. It's got that. It's got a good, I think the modeling story.
Yes.
And then with the...
Heaven.
And then with the comedian Heaven and then Fresh Apples.
Fresh Apples,
some newer listeners. But it was great. So definitely go to ContiandKennedy.com. Go to the click shorts. Or you could go to iTunes and subscribe. But number 9 is out. And you could check out all of them, man. It's a great way to get a nice gist of what the show's about without having to, listen to 15 hours of
Get it now because it is the holiday season. You only have a day left. You can get it afterwards.
Right.
But if you're still in you lose the
little Christmas
spirit. You got 72 hours to enjoy it, so get it now.
So, definitely check that out. Thanks, Brent. Jesus.
I think more places should close down from Christmas to New Year's, too.
No, there are
you shouldn't expect to really do a lot of work.
A lot of pharmaceutical companies closed down this time.
You'll be surprised. A lot of pizza places.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I've noticed more and more. A lot of pizza places.
Closed down since the recession
or whatever. That just take the whole week off. I'm in the restaurant business, and most of them are. It's a disaster.
Yeah, some of these places don't want to open because they're not going to get their customers.
They're not, and paying
the
all the guys.
Pizzerias by me are full tilt cooking because they do a lot of catering.
Yeah, yeah. Well, right by you. That's
headquarters.
Yeah, exactly.
I got to wear a gobelin or I won't be able to make it.
But yeah, you'd be surprised how many restaurants and stuff closed down.
You know what? Like when I go to work at night, like on Christmas or those holidays, Chinese food is the only thing that's open.
Chinese food's always open.
Thank God for it.
Well, I think it might have been New Year's last year. I don't think I was feeling good or something like that. And it was like, I don't know, 10 o'clock, and I guess I'd woken up from a nap. My sister has a party every year. And I think it was New Year's of last year. And then I'm like, I got to get some food. There's nothing fucking open. The ball's going to drop in an hour. What the hell am I going to do? Fucking Chinua's Castle.
Now, when are you leaving?
Over the weekend.
Oh, okay. Yeah, what are you doing for New Year's?
Probably my sister's.
Oh,
she
okay.
She has a big house party.
Oh, okay. I think we're going to Johnny O's.
Yeah, I might. I'm not sure. I got to see what's actually happening. But, yeah, probably my sister's. But I was starving, and then, Chinua's, Wang Fu's dynasty is open. And I'm like, give me some of that shit on New Year's.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Chinese food, they don't shut for anything.
Yeah, their fucking New Year's isn't until like August.
They don't even close early. Like they're troopers, man.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Because they got to bring that money to casino.
Yeah, you got to.
They
got
to go over there and play
the
baccarat.
Last minute though. Like, and you call up, you're like, listen, I know it's kind of late, but
we'll
do
10 minutes.
There's a new place. It's called like Asian Cafe or something by me in Perth Amboy. And right on the border.
Is that Perf Amboy?
Perf Amboy.
P-E-R-F.
Yeah,
right?
I call it that too.
Yeah, Perf Amboy. Or my grandfather used to call it Perf Amboy.
Perf Amboy? Oh, okay.
Perf Amboy.
I like how you drop some letters out of words. I'll do that too. So.
And they sent a gift card. It was like a $5 gift card, but you get like $5 every time you use it or something.
Okay.
You have to use it between a certain time. If you would have fucking read the letter that came with it, it was like a Chinese guy was talking to you.
Oh, yeah, like phonetically.
Completely, like, it's, when you read it, it's, you know, a menu one time, you know. Use menu one time, not only one time. And if you read it out loud, it sounds like he's talking to you. You know what I mean? It's hilarious.
Sorry, I'm just copying a link here. We got a lot of stuff to do today. We got I can't seem to forget it. Rich, we have Woods another contest. Rich Woods.
Yeah, he just popped in.
Find out if Rich Woods is going. Find out. Rich Woods, are you going to Johnny O's tomorrow? I hate that. It's like, you got the inside scoop on the Rich Woods fella. Find out if he's going to go over.
Give me
Johnny
the straight
O's.
Dope on Rich Woods' schedule tomorrow.
Find out if he knows his onions about the Johnny O party. We have another entry for the contest tonight. We got so much stuff. We have some more people coming out of the closet that were not allegedly coming out of the closet. I got another creepy voicemail from the weirdo that sent me a voicemail 6 months ago. And I have the old one, and I'll play the new one. We have 7 tips to keep your man, ladies, from the 50s. So it might be a little different than the way things are now.
Might be.
I got a bunch of different stories. I got a Tom Jones song that I wanted to dissect a little bit. Because I think it's like a fucking so cool, and then it gets terrible, and then it's cool again, and then it's terrible, and then it's cool again. So, we have the bombings of Ryan. We got so much shit you want to do. We got to do today. What do you want to do? Like later on, like when we come back from our break.
I don't know. We can talk about that one when we're on the break.
Oh, we don't want to tease it.
That's actually the smartest thing I've ever heard Kenny say.
We don't want to tease it? Okay.
I like that, Kenny. That was a good
answer. All right.
Yeah. You just teased the whole roster of stuff. Yeah. There's the NSA. There's Anderson Silva. There's a whole
bunch
of that. Shit.
I finally watched that. Oof, it was awful.
He'll be back in 2 weeks.
You know what? I'm not nearly as shocked. You know, we'll talk about it now real quick before the break.
Yeah, I don't care.
Might as well. I'm not nearly as shocked as the Joe Theismann one. Joe Theismann, you know, 1986 or 5, whatever it was, 87 or 84. I don't remember. But that one was shocking. That was the first time I had ever seen. I saw it live. First time I had ever seen a bone broken in my life. Yeah. Any kind of a bone. Yeah. So that was traumatizing. Always remember it. Now, with all the beheadings and people getting run over by cars, it's not as nearly as shocking. But you still are like, oh.
That did not feel good at all when he lost his foot.
No.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? And then, like, you put your foot down to stand
just
on it.
And you don't know yet. He did that. He's, like, stepped away and boom.
Oh, the pain just goes right through your entire body.
Yeah, that's a bad. I mean,
the guy even, Wildman, said that he's been practicing his checks with his knees instead of his shin. Shin on shin. So when someone hits you there, it hurts.
Brent just put it in the chat room.
That's a nasty.
He's already got
it. Almost did. Oh! It just like wobbled, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But it looks like the foot could actually. The skin wasn't there when it went over the fence, like the bird that I kicked by accident.
Yeah,
it would have went over.
He didn't compound fracture it, but it was close.
I thought he did. Yeah, there's no. The whole foot's gonna fall off. There was no skin there. That foot went flying into the third.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, your career's done. That was a nice career.
Yeah, hang him up. You can't come back from that.
No. Why would you want to?
He probably has, like, Theismann has a small limp.
Yeah.
Because you got to shave the bone down and then put it back together.
Saying, you want to kick somebody like that again?
I'd be too scared. I'd be too gun shy.
Unless you put like a metal steel thing around my foot. But
become a trainer. No.
Yeah. You know what? You got a good career, guy.
Yeah.
You're the best fighter pound for pound there. You could just retire.
Yep. Oh, man. Just think about. Whatever, like, you're being stupid, and you're just, like, pissed off, and you just kick something.
And that happens.
And that happens.
And then you get to look down at it for about 10, 15, 20 minutes because no one's coming to help you. They lift you up, and the weight just shuffles your little foot, and then it hurts how much more. Then the doctor's going to fucking dick around when it move it. Then they're going to give you some morphine, and you're still going to be screaming. And then, like...
They got to reset it.
Yeah, and then,
surgery.
Like, I'd say the pain don't end about in a good 86 hours.
Probably.
Yeah, like severe pain. And then,
severe pain.
Then you're on some dope.
Yeah.
And then you're not walking for 8 months.
No, you're flying high.
And then you put on about 80 pounds, and then you're a fat mess. And then you got to go lose all that weight. You can't. What's he going to do?
No, that's,
don't they
that's,
put pins in there too?
Oh, like, yeah, it's gonna have the whole circle and the pins.
So like, you can't even put any weight on that.
No. He's bedridden for at least, I would say, a good 2 months.
Yeah,
at least.
Oh my god.
Yeah, he steps back, he kicks, then goes to step back.
That happened to that professional wrestler. Remember that guy Sid Vicious? He's like 6'8". And his little paw, his little ankle thing collapsed.
I can't watch that shit, dude. Can't
I saw a guy jump out of a tree, try to kill himself, and both paws crushed.
Really?
Yeah.
I just can't do it.
I said, those are guys, I go, you jumped off a 10-foot ladder to kill yourself. I go, I'm not an expert.
You're just a sadist. I go, you're not a suicide. Jumped.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if you're jumping to hurt yourself, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the website Shush Time that I always watch, there's a lot of these videos where people break arms and whatnot.
I can watch that a lot. I'm not a big fan of the mauling of a head, like a beheading, but I'll watch like somebody get hurt in an accident or something.
Oh, I still can't. It's fascinating. But you gotta have some heavy.
How hard was that hit, though?
That's not saying powerful. I'm saying it was
like
a
his knees got to be killing him though when he got hit with that shin.
Yeah. Well, it's basically they almost. Same spots in the leg, almost. Silva's was a little bit lower than where he kicked on what's his name on his knee, but still, you know, even though he broke his leg, he still gets pushed back.
Oh yeah,
you know, he still gets a good couple of feet.
That doesn't feel good, bone on bone.
I've never really watched a full MMA fight, but I've been really watching a lot of the knockout videos.
Yeah,
and it's very depressing because. It's very scary to watch, only because, like, if you watch a wrestling guy, like a wrestler, or if you watch boxers, you can always rationalize, like, hey, all right, yeah, it's a boxer, but if, you know, you have a chance with the boxer because maybe you have a wrestling skill and you can pin a guy, you know? Or if you're going against somebody who's an amazing wrestler, you got an amazing fucking, right hand or something. You could, like, knock a guy out. These guys are all-encompassing. They are the absolute utmost tough guy alpha males out there. Dude, Anderson Silva, this guy... There's nothing you're going to do that's going to make him go, all right, I give up. I'm done. If this guy wants to kick your ass, it's happening.
Yeah.
There's nothing you're going to do about it unless you have some sort of weapon. And it's frightening because now there's a lot of guys that are getting into MMA and I never have to worry because I don't fuck with people. I never do. I've never been that person. But you just never know. Who you're messing with, even with like the driving thing, like when you're like, you know, thinking somebody's, you know, and you catch somebody who's like that in that little sour mood.
Absolutely.
Dude, what do you do?
You don't know what these guys are. What are you going to do? Anybody.
What are you going to do?
Some of these guys fight with broken arms and shit.
They don't care.
They're like, I'll die before I give up.
They don't care.
They tap out. Sometimes they go to sleep. Someone's knocking you out and all you got to do is touch him and they'll let you go. That's it, right?
Yeah.
These guys, some of them don't even do that. They'd rather, like, get knocked. I mean, I'd be screaming like a little girl.
Well, that's when you have the guys in the arm bar. And they're sitting there,
But they won't tap.
No, they won't tap. You're like, I would tap
as soon as he touched me.
You better tap and snap.
The first punch I'm tapping. I'm tapping the ref like I got hurt, you know? Like, I don't know why I'm even standing now.
Yeah, you trip and scrape your shin on, like, the steps going into the ring. Yeah. You're like, I'm done, I'm sorry.
Joe Z in the chat says, the nerves that run down the shin can be, quote, deadened. So that you can't feel the checks and kicks.
That's true. That's a lot of martial arts kind of bamboo training. What do they do? It's just over a while.
They're hitting everything.
Yeah,
its mother.
The amount of nerve endings on your shin because it's such an exposed bone. that there's really not much on top of it.
Oh, all right.
It doesn't have
you.
A lot. It
so like just... those kung fu movies where their paws, they hit the thing and they break them.
Exactly. You just
you're killing
Van Damme over and over again, kicking a wooden thing or bamboo.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I
don't have that problem. My shins hurt badly.
Yeah. You know what? But just think about how you have to do it, though. Over, you know, just think of the pain to get to the point where they're deadened.
Yeah.
You hit your shin now.
It's
yeah. If I just pop, you know, you get hit with a remote control.
I can do it
control.
Maybe once a day. One hit.
But you know? you just have to destroy those.
Oh
nerves.
My God! One shin shot a day would be more than plenty.
Yeah, but just a whack.
Uh-huh. You're like, and then the bone actually. Get stronger.
If you're I think
yeah,
right,
our
yeah.
bones heal stronger. Yeah,
and
right.
the calcium and it gets
calcium.
Yeah, those
scar tissue and
those lunatics that punched the bricks and all that.
Yeah.
If you see their hands, they're a mess, but it's all calcium. Oh. That's why they can punch like coconuts and crush a coconut. Can you imagine getting hit by that guy?
Joe Z said it was made popular in Thailand. Fighters there spend hours shin kicking bamboo trees. He said he did Muay Thai for a while in WWE. So
that?
Joe Z is our WWE connection when it comes to any information. Or maybe we can have him come in here and kick the side of a fucking tree stump and see if his leg fucking
yeah,
wraps
like
around
that.
It. Yeah, what about that? Huh, Joe? You want to come down here and kick a tree stump?
Can we hit him with a chair?
And they would hit their shins with thin canes. Ooh. That's got to just fucking sting. Sting. I'm making like a little bit of rubbing alcohol
yeah.
on the gut.
Yeah.
Owie. Owie, get me some water.
Oh, there's lemon in my cuticle.
Owie.
Yeah. That was
lemon juice in my cuticle. Ow.
Owie.
Those Singapore canes are no joke, too, man. Will they whip you with?
Oh, canings?
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't fuck around, man. Yeah. I've seen some of those videos, man. They just leaned over. They're taking a shot. One shot, and I would never do what I did before.
Yeah.
Whatever I had done, I would never do it again.
Getting caned.
You know, like
little,
that kid that got caned,
the
American.
Years ago, yeah.
Yeah.
Spray painted a few cars.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? That's, yeah, listen, stupid.
He'd
you're in another country.
Seven canes or something instead of like the whole full amount.
Yeah, yeah.
That little boy deserved to get that tush hit as many times as possible.
Absolutely. All right. What do you think? You want to take a break?
Caning. I don't know. How about a broom stick or something new? Fucking cane.
How about tasers? Like those tasers. It doesn't
leave a mark or anything,
right? It just hurts like hell, knocks you down, and I guess.
Yeah.
It looks like it hurts.
It's got it. I saw it on TV today.
Yeah.
He's like, stop biting me. And the guy's like, I'm like, he's thanking him. So it's got to hurt.
You know? Looks like it hurts. I could probably take, you know, five canings before I probably would voluntarily take a caning before I voluntarily take a fucking electrocution or a taser. I don't know though. You know what? I picture Denzel Washington in Glory, where he's just sitting there and that one tear comes
one
down
tear
his eye.
Yeah, well, that's a hardened guy there.
Brent in the chat just put some guy getting caned on his ass. Oh, look at the welts.
Yeah.
Just looks very brutal. All right.
I can't do that.
What about being maced or gassed? Like, the boot camp gassing was horrendous.
That was a bad one.
They put you in a little chamber, and they gas you, and they make you walk around. And
gas you with what?
Tear gas.
CS gas.
But it's so much. It's not like the normal amount.
It's they have a brick. And they basically just like light it on fire. And
it's so bad.
Completely. It's
and
not like
just burn your eyes.
Oh, it burns everything. You feel like you're going to die. And you grab the guy in front of you, and it's so bad that when because you let go, you break the chain and you can't get out. So everybody's squeezing everybody as hard as they possibly can, but you don't want to breathe the stuff in. You can't hold your breath. You're already coughing.
Yeah.
And your snot comes all over the place. You're snotting all over each other. And they make you walk in a little circle to come out of here. And if they don't like you, you go back in for doubles.
Yeah.
And these guys are crying.
And what happens, there's three different, two or three different things you have to do. Like, it's called Dawn and Clear, where you have to put it on. They light the stuff up, right? You walk in there, and you can put it, you have the mask on, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Sounds sexy.
Then
go
you
ahead.
Take, then you take the mask. When it's on, you can hold your breath. Take the mask. Then you have to take the mask off. You have to put it back on, and it's called Dawn and Clear, where you make the suction around your cheeks.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then the other one is you have to take the mask completely off, fully engulfed in the smoke, fully engulfed, and you have to wait, and you can't put it back on until they tell you or whatever it was. Yeah. And literally, people were. Guys shaking,
with passion.
With
a lot of passion.
Why'd you put this music on?
Sexy talk.
The smoke chamber.
The best is they made us sing the Marine Corps hymn, and you're like, blah, 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 blah.
I mean, guys,
snot going on.
Guys trying to run out of the place, and they throw you back in.
Oh, it's so bad.
I mean, literally, guys,
you're terrified. You feel like you're going to die.
Panicking, freaking out. Yeah.
And then after you do it a couple times, you learn that you can actually breathe through your teeth. Did you know that?
No.
The teeth absorb the shit.
Oh, really?
And you like, kind of like put your t-shirt over a little bit.
Yeah. I didn't know that one.
Then you have an orgy and you fuck each other in there.
It is dimly lit.
Yeah. It is, right? So bad.
Well, it is just a little.
That's bad, and being maced in the face is pretty horrendous, but the CS gas is worse.
CS gas.
I'd rather be punched in the face like 8 times.
Yeah, yeah. And you just, when you walk, there's video of it. Actually, it's probably on YouTube. There's video of it.
Oh, we played that. The initiations in the Navy and
But this is like the actual gas chamber.
Oh, okay.
But though you'll come out and it'll just you could not even imagine that a human body could produce the length of snot.
Yeah, you're looking at 13 to 14 feet of snot.
Exactly. I mean, it's just this,
oh my god,
just this blubbering stuff that comes out of your face.
Yeah,
it's really unbelievable. Yeah.
It's so cool.
All right. What do you think? You want to do, let's say, you want to take a break?
Yeah,
got
sure.
An hour already. We only have another hour left on More Like Radio. Then we go to Conti and Kenny for the rest of the show. Maybe we have another entry for the contest, so maybe we should play that when we get back. All right.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. If you go Marines in Gas Chamber on YouTube, you can see it. What the room looks like, what happens.
All right.
But, yeah, if you check it out, it's all right. Just go.
Cool. 1 hour in
CS
the
CS Gas
can.
Chamber Marines.
All right, we got 1 hour so far. Don't go anywhere. White Ass Brent said they should make the guys try to do a Rubik's Cube after gassing them. All right. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with the Conti and Kenny Show with me, Kenny Michaels, and Champagne Mike on More Like Radio and ContiandKenny.com.
Kenny Michaels from the Conti and Kenny Show always shares how his favorite website, shushtime.com, provides his need for intellectual stimulation.
I think I might have done that correctly.
Oh, okay.
I'm very proud of you, Kenny.
All right,
yeah,
good.
And now I'm on shushtime, watching a Russian chicken truck smash into a bunch of school children.
The Conti and Kenny Show, Monday nights, 7 to 10, on morelikeradio.com.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
Wrestling's fake.
Oh, yeah?
Jesus!
The organization that brought you Tangled Web, Tournament of Death, and Prelude to Violence. 15 years of hardcore tradition. The Combat Zone is professional wrestling's proving grounds. Combat Zone doesn't do PG. No ballroom dancers or pimps shucking and jiving in our ring. Just the biggest names in independent professional wrestling. Masada.
Oh my God! What?
Adam Cole.
Only in pro wrestling can two men kill each other and then follow it up with a hug covered in blood.
Danny Havoc.
Oh, no, no, no. God, oh, no.
Drake Younger.
Just moving your body on the canvas. Painful? God. Not painful on that! Yeah.
CZW features the ultimate hybrid style of high-flying mat wrestling combined with hardcore, death-defying action the other promotions wish they were allowed to show you. Get the latest news on live events, internet pay-per-views, and more. Or score yourself a classic CZW t-shirt from their online store. Support the ultra-violent underground. Go to czwrestling.com or follow Combat Zone on Twitter.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were gonna say that, and I was gonna ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At T-Fury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's T-Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs.
This is Full Blown Cranium. She's only happy when she's feeling miserable. Available on iTunes. All right. That's a little Elf we're playing with my hero, my favorite musician, Ronnie Dio. It's the Conti and Kenny Show, of course. If you want to give us a call, right now we're on Skype, NPN Studios.
What is this song?
Rainbow. It's a song, Rainbow, by Elf. Oops.
No, Rainbow in the Dark is another song?
No, this is Elf. This is one of the first bands Ronnie Dio was in.
It sounds like it should be in a Muppet movie.
It's like a honky-tonk band. They were like the late 60s, early 70s. And then he got into Rainbow, the band Rainbow, as the lead singer. But he was in a doo-wop band in the fucking early 60s.
Oh, really?
I cannot find any. I got to look for some Ronnie Dio in a doo-wop band.
Michael Bolton did the opposite. Michael Bolton was in the heavy metal.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Was he?
A heavy metal person. That he
sure went. He was.
It's pretty hip.
It's all right. Jimi Hendrix played guitar for Little Richard.
Really?
Yeah. That's
fucking
cool.
That
was like his first gig, yeah.
But that's Little Richard. Yeah. You know, I don't know if Jimi Hendrix...
And Farrakhan played
Don't you
music.
Dare.
I'm sorry.
Now you're mine.
But, yes, if you want to... if you're listening in podcasts, you can listen to us every Monday night, 7 to 10, on morelikeradio.com or contiandkenny.com.
Would it change your thought if, like, it turned out that...
Dio took it in the ass?
No, like Jimi Hendrix or Dio, yeah, one of them.
Don't care. It happened with Rob Halford. Rob Halford, total queen.
That's true, yeah. Yeah.
Don't care.
I wouldn't compare Halford to Jimi Hendrix.
No, but still, I mean, he was in like, I mean, it was like, it's heavy metal. It's all about testosterone.
Yeah.
And it was the ultimate fagla, you know what I mean? Wearing leather and, you know, even all of his music, it was all, any song that was about relationships or sex, it was all ambiguous. It was never, she did this, and I was on top of her. It was always you and I, me and you, us. Come on,
you
folks.
You haven't mentioned that before.
Yeah. So, but yeah, and now that rumors, you know, we might as well talk about this since we're talking. We brought that up. There is, There are rumors now that there is a very popular NFL player,
superstar
that is a little gay.
Really?
Yep. And his
Have
name.
You heard this?
No.
You're gonna shit yourself.
All right. You really haven't heard this.
No, I swear to you.
Okay.
I didn't until...
All right, I'm going to give you three guesses, okay?
Okay.
I will say... I'll give you the position.
No.
Not position? How about NFC?
No.
AFC?
I would say a current playoff team.
Okay. Current playoff team.
Superstar.
Current player.
On a playoff team.
On a playoff team.
Okay.
Superstar. Within the last 5 years, became a superstar in the league.
And hold on, let me just get the bells here.
Superstar.
Canadian Bacon's in the chat room.
Very nice, Canadian Bacon.
You always go with the quarterback as the best position.
Okay.
It's heating up a little bit in here.
Yeah, really? It's getting a little warm in here.
A quarterback, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Currently in the
Canadian
playoffs?
Bacon says, compare Rob to a gay Jewish singer. Canadian Bacon, the old pals in there.
Yes. I guess, you know, he finally climbed off that Asian girl for a few minutes and decided to check out the show.
Yeah, right.
He's been dating that Asian broad. We got two guys in here dating Asian broads.
Is he an all-pro?
Canadian Bacon? Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Superstar.
We're not like probably obviously not as good as Peyton Manning, but like...
Superstar.
All right. You got Peyton Manning.
No, you're going to take a guess.
No, I'm saying these are the superstars. I got to think of myself. Payne, mm-hmm. Brady's in there. Oh, my God. It's got to be, if you're saying superstar, it's always the quarterback. It's got to be one of those quarterbacks. Who else is in there? What other teams are in there? You got Kaepernick. Yeah, he's not a superstar, though.
No.
This is a Pro Bowler, too?
Yeah.
All right, really?
A lot of endorsements.
What other teams are in there? Just give me the teams. And
all right, already.
I'll put it this way: it's in a cold weather area.
Seattle.
Very. No,
he's not. He's only 1 year.
Middle of the country, but very cold.
Yeah, instead of playing 20 questions, how about taking a fucking guess?
I can't even think of the fucking teams that are even in there on that area.
Really, Kenny?
Rodgers, huh? Really? You know, I was going to say that, but I thought he was married, had kids and everything.
Well,
he's a fagula?
Here's the story.
Discount double-sided dildo. Are you serious?
Apparently, he's a Green Gay cap hacker.
That's fantastic.
Richwood's Y.A. Tittle just came out.
And I actually wrote about the Packers being fun.
And he's changed his name to Y.A. Dickle.
Y.A. Diddle.
And I actually wrote something on my Facebook. I had a picture of the Packers humping one of the Bear players, and I wrote, I guess they're not only into cheese, they're into fudge. Well, I guess I was on something.
Look at you.
Really?
There were rumors swirling around a Major League NFL star or more getting ready to step out of the closet.
Where did this come from?
What?
What news agency?
The Onion.
I don't know. Fit Perez.
Balls and Shaft.
I don't know.
About
it's in a magazine called Skin Punk.
Right. He's been allegedly been outed by a rumored boyfriend. Alleged relationship he was in. It all started to come together because of a few mysterious tweets. Kevin Lanfleazy, who was Aaron's personal assistant in quotes and roommate for the last several years, and rumored boyfriend below, which have now been deleted. Of course, we'll take the shiz with a grain of salt. Aaron is still comfortable. Then there was a tweet. Let's see. This is way too long of a tweet, but...
Dick Butkus.
Yeah, supposedly this guy talked. He was at, like, when he went to the ESPYs, he was always with this dude. And the guy talks about how, you know, like in his tweets, he would talk about how great Aaron Rodgers is and all that, and talk about going to Justin Bieber concerts. That right there kind of solidifies it. You're a grown man, and he's
Aaron
talking about
Rodgers?
Not Aaron Rodgers, this guy,
oh, the other guy
who's the alleged boyfriend. Was talking about the fact that, you know, a lot of things he talks about is going to, like, a Justin Bieber concert. Oh, yeah, yeah, here. I just find it really strange that of late there's been many bitter subliminal tweets on Kevin Lanfleazy's Twitter alluding to a relationship much deeper than a friendship he had, which who I perceive to be Aaron Rodgers, because Kevin has never once tweeted about having a girlfriend, just mainly about the Green Bay Packers, Aaron Rodgers, and Justin Bieber's music, and sitting in front row at Bieber's concert. There has been speculation for years in Wisconsin that Aaron is gay. But it's like, you're a grown man.
You got any Google images of this sleazy oldie?
Oh, you know what? I don't know. Let's see.
Sleazy Fitz.
Who's Jordan Rodgers?
Patrick Flick Sleazy, whatever his name is.
Let's see. Copy. Let's see.
Sleazy McNipple Twist, whatever this guy's
name is. Sleazy McNipple Twist.
Whatever his name is.
I like that. Let's see if we got any. Okay. There's a picture of these two together. There's Aaron Rodgers. He's kind of scruffy looking with a beard.
Dickie McSuckerson?
Whoa. Hey, now. Look at his picture, huh? Look at that, huh? That's nice. This
awful,
is the dude.
Awful intimate.
Yes, very nice. That's, I don't know who that is. Yeah, there's him over there. That's him right there. Kind of a cute fella, right?
Good-looking chap.
Yeah, good-looking chap.
I don't know if I'm really buying this whole thing. I don't know. I think it's all right. I care less.
I could care less.
I just ain't buying it.
Dude, they were guessing. They were guessing in the chat room. B.J. Simpson. was it from the Oilers? Tim Heblow. Joe Z said Jimi Hendrix was also in a band with Joe Pesci. Is that true?
Joe Pesci cut hair.
Yeah, I have no idea.
But anyway,
that's an interesting one to look up.
But you know what? Somebody made a really great point. Why is this? I guess because he's an athlete. But like Robin Roberts came out this week. You know, the news for News Girl in the morning.
The one, yeah, she had cancer.
That cancer or whatever. It's like, if you're an artist.
I could have told you that.
Yeah, I know, but it's like.
You can tell by your mannerisms.
Why is it even news when you're in the arts or, you know, a chick in the. It's almost like, all right, this is news because it's yeah. we still have not had a openly gay guy in one of the four major sports.
Not really, no.
No, even Jason Collins last year, right? But not really because he
never got signed.
He wasn't signed. He was kind of retired. So
was the football player. Oh, he was retired.
Yeah,
there's a couple of them.
They were always
Vikings,
done. They were always done lineman. Or retired. So you just wonder what
his biggest penalty is going to be: illegal use of the hand.
You know, kind of hazing he's getting from the he's getting hazed.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, people are more acceptable; like they can care less. But you know, you're getting hazed.
Oh, I have cock in my mouth. Necessary roughness.
You know, the center is going to be like open wide. You know, like ooh.
Yeah.
Insert queer joke here.
Center's going to be like, no thumbs.
Yeah.
Watch your thumbs.
Hey, I'm not even holding the ball. Put your hand. Can you get your hands out there?
Yeah, little Matt in chat room says, I don't give a shit when people come out. No, me neither. But
it's interesting.
It's an interesting
one. This is interesting because it hasn't happened yet with a major alpha male tough guy.
Still with some playing time.
The guy's still great. You know what I mean? He's out for half the season with a busted collarbone. Comes back and wins the game in the last second. I said bone. Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
But, you know, the guy's still awesome. I would take Aaron Rodgers on my team. I would have to clarify what I said there. I would take Aaron Rodgers on my team any day of the week. The guy's awesome. You know, it's like if you find out, although there is some audio of a guy who was sitting next to Aaron Rodgers in a locker room.
Get your hand off my penis!
I'm not sure.
Manti Te'o. sounds kind of could be gay. It sounds like an action.
That would probably be the only thing that guy should have done.
What?
From Notre Dame would say he was gay. They would have backed off on him immediately.
Yeah. Well, he's
maybe.
You know what, though? His name's gone.
Yeah, he's not a very good player.
No, I think he was on the San Diego Chargers,
no,
right?
I'm saying that he survived it.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Like,
yeah.
As if nothing ever came back up.
Because they just think they figured he's a weirdo,
you know? Yeah, you know what? There's a lot of
having this fake fucking, you know.
Like, hey, good job, crazy loser.
Yeah.
You know what? To be honest, though, if you had to pick a crazy one to come out like that, that would be that's a superstar.
Yeah, I would never pick, like, an Aaron Rodgers. Not that I'm saying he's manly or anything. Just never really, doesn't really have the look.
Yeah, yeah. No. He doesn't have the mustache.
He does, though.
Mustache and a butt teeth.
He's wearing that horrendous mustache when he's been out for the last
that's true.
6 weeks. Like, terrible.
Like, Brady like, would doing? Be a better, like, did you tell me if Brady was gay? He has a better look for the gay.
Yeah, because he's more metrosexual looking.
Yeah,
yes.
Like I would say, oh, look at this guy.
Well, Brady, because he's almost like a model. So
I would want him to be gay, because I'm like, that guy's really handsome.
Yeah, you figured he belongs.
Aaron Rodgers is more of a lumberjack.
Yeah, but you know what?
I'm not digging it.
But think about where he... Well, I don't know if he's from up there, but like Brady's more of a city guy, right? And Aaron Rodgers is more of a Midwestern
guy. No,
dude,
I think they're both country.
Yeah, Brady's
a
country
guy? I
think
they're both Midwestern, yeah.
No shit.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, okay. Went to Michigan, and then I think he's from around there. I think it's his... Bunching machine.
Like, if you told me Mark Sanchez was gay, it wouldn't be.
I think
so
that, yeah, there's been those rumors that Mark's been. But
he's banged a couple of girls.
Yeah, I don't think he's gay.
That's the whole reason why he can't play quarterback, because he's too busy getting trim.
Yeah.
He might as well put those cleats away.
Yeah, he's done.
We'll move over Jesse Palmer.
yeah, right?
Yeah, we'll talk.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he just got hired. Think about other sports too, where of course, Derek Jeter, if he came out gay,
right?
You know what I mean. But he's banged a lot of women.
Rodgers and Brady are both from Northern California.
Northern California.
Just found that out.
Northern California, progressive, a little San Fran action.
But I don't think Brady has the look.
Yeah,
Rodgers doesn't dress right. And
Rodgers just looks like a
How about Matthews from the Packers? The linebacker, Matthews.
The long hair?
Yeah, the Thor-looking dude.
No.
I don't think he looks gay.
No, imagine if he was gay.
Or any black guy playing the NFL. Any black guy in the NFL, he'd be like, whoa! You know what I mean?
I could see like a safety or a defensive back being, or a running back
although,
being gay.
Although, I will say, by what young black guys listen to today, it is all faggy, gay R&B shit. None of it's manly. Even the rap, it's all...
It's so bad.
It's
now.
Bad, and it's girlish, and it's faggy. So most of them just
anywhere
listen to
your
faggy
pants
shit.
Down your knees.
What if, like, Warren Balsap was gay?
Warren Sapp.
Or, like, a DeBrickashaw Ferguson?
DeBrickashaw Ferguson. But he's a very...
Dick off in your ass.
I met Mr. Ferguson, and a very soft-spoken guy, very well, you know, very polite guy. I don't know.
Well-dressed?
I don't know. I mean, you don't want to be, you know, 6 foot six... 300-pounder, you don't want that coming from behind you. You know what I mean? That's bad news.
That's literally
it's gonna put a hurting on you.
Yeah, you're gonna be in trouble. Imagine if he was attracted to like little white twinks.
Well, I'm fine. I'm safe. I'm no twink.
Bear on bear, your problem.
That's a black bear and a polar bear. I think
he just likes little white guys.
Just grabs me with his two fingers.
Yeah.
And while I'm trying to run away like a cartoon in place, he's like, you're not going anywhere,
belt
stupid.
Bloop.
Yeah. They're watching the movie. He just sits on his shoulder like a parrot.
Like the guy from, what's that movie? Mel Gibson, Road Warrior. Like, you're his bitch. Like the little.
What is that?
Oh, yeah.
Is that Terrell Owens they have there?
Yeah.
There's been rumors of Terrell. I think because he just anybody that gets really, really popular, can play that game.
Chad
you could
Johnson.
Play that game in Google.
I would go with Chad Johnson.
You could play that game in Google where you punch in somebody's name and you see how many goes down before
he's gay.
Gay. You know, and you could play six, you know, like you know, six down. In other words, if you punch in somebody's name, right, in Google. All of a sudden, a bunch of searches, you know, like results come
right.
up. Like, let's say you put Terrell Owens, Troublemaker, Terrell Owens TV show, Terrell Owens this. You will get to a point where you're going to see Terrell Owens gay.
Okay. Yeah. No,
and we should play that game once we get a bunch of names and then see. And you just play over under, like five, you know, like, all right. You know, because it's...
Champagne Mike would be like the third or fourth.
Yeah. Is that a picture of Elton John?
Yeah. Little Matt, I think he might be gay. Ezra Tuaolo was the nose tackle for the Vikings.
When's the best time to come out gay is when you win the Super Bowl? Like you're the MVP. You're like,
yeah.
Oh.
And
you're
by the way, yeah, I'm going to Disney Fire World. Island? I'm going to Disney World with my boyfriend.
Yeah. I mean, that didn't.
Fuck you people.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Too bad. You don't like it? Yeah. Suck it. And if you won't, my friend here will.
Could you just imagine what a task it is to perform on a 6 foot six 300-pound hog? You know what I mean?
The guy could crush you.
You better do it right. You better.
You really gotta love Ding Dong.
Out. Oh my god! Stop.
Yeah. It's like taking.
Give me the kicker. I'm sorry. If I'm going gay, I'm going with the kicker.
It's like taking a big slipper out of a shoebox.
He's laying on his back and he's got your arm around you and you just hear that little. Of you rubbing on his puby-haired chest.
Yeah, I can't.
Just you scratching while the view is on.
And I'm gay-friendly than anybody in this room, and I can't. I just can't. You know? There's got to be a weight limit and size.
I mean, to be honest, though, if you were a gay guy, it means you like penis. So you'd have to be.
I just think there should be gay limits. Like if you're over 300, I mean, you're over like 220, and if you're not physically fit, you shouldn't be gay. I'm sorry. I figured that gay men should be all physically fit and you know nice looking. I'll give you that. You know, handsome.
That's the thing that we forget. You know, like you know the whole lesbian thing. It's like you know most of those chicks. Yeah.
Like my friend Joe is gay. He looks fantastic. He works at the gym all the time. He wears the nicest clothes. He dresses well. And you know what? I'm like you know what? If that was gonna be gay, that's what I want to look like.
Yeah, you're right.
Does it right. I mean, he does it right.
You're
good
absolutely.
For him.
I'm sure he's well taken care of.
Oh yeah,
for his efforts.
Oh, he's a magnet.
Is he? Yeah,
he's a magnet. Yeah, I'm sure. But he always dresses nice and he acts you know the accordingly.
Yeah. Where's the difference? What chemical or some sort of brain function that stops with heterosexual guys just not giving a shit? You know what I mean? No, not giving a shit, not having the awareness. Where is the inherent, if that's the right word, fashion gene for a gay guy? You know what I mean? Or style, you know? Where does it come from?
I really wish I had.
I mean, there are some. Yeah. You know, there are some.
Yeah, because that has nothing to do with your sexuality.
All right, I work with basically 100+ men. It's a boys type club. Out of that, I would say 90% are Neanderthals, and like 3 or 4 of them dress perfectly.
Yeah, really?
Okay. Dress like you would be like, holy shit. And you would definitely say they dress like
the rest of Neanderthals. Yeah,
they dress like, you know, they would wear like the, you could just tell the most awful clothing that they'll find and have no problem putting it on and going out. but those three guys dress as if they're in GQ magazine.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's
what,
a huge percentage, though.
It's like I'm always under the I believe that over the top, like, hey girls, let me tell you something, like. I think a lot of that is a learned vernacular.
You talked about it recently.
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, there are some guys that are just so obviously, they're almost girls. They're almost girls with a cock. But a lot of gay dude, it's like, that's why I think we're seeing now, like, I'm just like last week, I'm sitting here going, I saw like 4 gay guys today. Like, just roaming around, just being around town, if I may. I'm going, there was never this many gay people out. Gay dudes around.
Yeah, they would get their asses kicked.
Exactly. Yeah. So what I'm saying is they were very like, hey, what's up? How you doing? Yeah, we're going to go out. So now, because it's okay, they're very easy. And it's easy for them to just be like, what's up? You know, and they don't care, which is okay, because I don't think they're worried about getting the shit beat out of them as much. But you're like, we're... Like, so in other words, it's like they hang out with the same people. Like if Kenny was living in Bayonne or Brooklyn for 6 months or 8 months, Kenny comes back and Kenny's going to be like, hey, I got 2-3 times. We're going to go over here. We're going to do that. You're getting that Brooklyn thing.
You pick up the accent.
You pick up that vernacular. So I think especially gay guys, when they're in a gay community, if you're in Chelsea or you're in a place in the city where there's a lot of gays, you may go in there going, yeah, I'm going to hang out this area because there's all my people there. And then 3 months later, you're like, all my people are here and I'm staying. Oh, you know,
yeah.
You pick up that
you know,
that
funny
thing.
If I had a gay roommate, and Mike is right, I guarantee 100% with me. If I had a gay...
Mush.
Thank you. Oof. I couldn't hit the mic in time. Apologize for that. Unprofessionality. Right. If I had a gay roommate and I had like a pretty good decent hog, I would torture the shit out of him. Just like come out of the shower naked and do the ball spin while he's watching How I Met Your Mother. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And just like, hey, look at this. You know, he's eating cereal and just put it on his shoulder in the morning.
Right.
You know what I mean? Wake up there.
I don't think you'd do that.
I would have fun with it.
Yeah.
You would probably dress so much nicer, too, because he would help you out.
Yeah, he probably would, yeah.
Eat
but
better
you
food.
But you wouldn't pick up that vernacular because
it's not part of it.
That's not...
Eventually, he would probably pick up a steak knife and stab me in the chest with it.
Okay, a guy I know is a personal trainer, and he opens the gym up in the morning, and he says it's, you know, a lot of the bodybuilders are homosexuals and stuff, and he goes, these guys are just, like, strong as shit, and they're just, like, all work out, like, all fucking day, and they look fantastic.
Yeah,
you know?
One of the best movie scenes of all time. Still one of the best scenes of all time in TV history. I've said this before, but not in a while. Was Oz. 2 muscle-bound guys are in a bunk bed on the bottom bunk, and they're jacked up. One is behind him, and he's pumping him in the ass, doggy style. The other one has a pantyhose wrapped around his head, and the guy's pulling on it, so he got that Chinese look.
Yeah.
And he's punching him in the ribs as he's banging the crap out of him. Brent, find that one. And it was I pulled that out. I stopped a cocaine-induced card game and at my apartment in Cranford, and I was just like, hey, everybody, just I had put it fast-forward and rewound and whatnot, got it queued on the TV, stopped the card game and was like, guys, just watch this real quick.
That's good.
And put it on.
I guess the card game ended after that.
Yeah, it was awkward.
White-ass Brent says, I thought it was they started dressing like nerds. And Joe C. says, gay guys dressing well is a myth. I live in Chelsea. Most of them dress like dorks. Or like they're in Starfleet or something. I think because there's a nerd thing going on now in this country, too, where being a nerd is very cool. And let's face it, a lot of nerds are very well dressed, too. So I think it's just, you know, it's all about being very meticulous. And even with your clothing, There's something with
what
that.
What song are you playing? Huh?
Judas Priest, Love Bites.
Oh.
So it's just it seems like that's where that's going, and it's, let's face it, it's cool. So why not? And you know, all the stereotypes about gay dudes. Of course, it's not all 100 down the. You know, there are gay dudes who look like fucking, you know, lumberjacks and all that
kind
of shit.
Yeah, there's some. Yeah.
So what is that in the chat? I get so distracted.
Little Matt, some guy sneezes in the shower and rockets doo-doo out his ass at the other guy.
Oh, Jesus. That's awful.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I can't concentrate.
Maybe that's because I just sneezed.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
All right. Hey, do you want to do the next contest
sure,
entry?
Sure, let's do it.
All right.
Now you got to queue up. You got to queue up one of the real one.
One of the of what? Sindoni.
Sindoni, and then okay. you got to queue up. The,
explain everybody the contest while I'm.
Well, the contest is Joe stumbled on an old DVD, an old CD on Laugh.com from a guy named Steve Sindoni, and one of the worst things of all time. And then he remastered it and just added sound effects and laugh tracks to his jokes. It does not take place in a club.
No,
it is just in
a
studio.
Yeah.
Anyway, what we decided is that we were, you know, making doing the impression of him. We decided that, you know, listeners, come up with your own worst joke, and the worse it is, the better. Like I said, the two we have already are perfect. But they're too good. I mean, not that they're too. Not that I'm saying that they're bad. They're brilliant, but they're funny. You know what I mean? They're 10 times funnier trying to be bad than this guy is trying to be funny. Seriously.
Yeah.
And you can send it into. Just jot it down. You can get a laugh track or an applause from your. You know, put on any sitcom or anything if you can find it, and just try to do the best impression and the worst joke of all time. And once we Man. Pop up, you'll be able to hear
it. It's all of his videos now, or just all these conspiracy fucking New Age historian, 9/11 inside job. It's like, where's your shitty fucking stand-up? Hold on.
And if you want to put an entry in, you can email it to, what is it, Conti and Kenny at AOL?
Conti and Kenny at AOL. Here, I'll play, this is part 12 of 13. This is, here we go. This is a little clip of Steve Sindoni.
This is remastered.
Yeah, now he's added sound effects along with the laugh tracks.
It's a crazy world, I'll tell you.
Is it?
Since 2001, we've had the World Trade Center bombings. Things have been out of control. The CIA creates a make-believe enemy, Osama bin Laden. Rumor has it. There were 5 men who posed as Osama bin Laden in a Taylor Bull photo shoot.
Yeah, apparently that's a joke.
And one of the men in the photos with his hand raised like he's pledging allegiance was none other than Barack Obama. And to make matters worse, you got former President George Bush putting up a $25 million reward for Osama bin Laden's capture. Is it any wonder why they can't find the guy? He's hiding in plain sight. Osama bin Laden, he's hiding in the White House.
You see now, what I'm saying?
Before I continue, are this there is, any men in black out legit. There listening here tonight? Because I got to tell you, I'm getting a little sick and tired of you guys following me around the country.
Yeah, okay.
He's funny.
I mean, it's getting to be like an episode of Seinfeld. I've got FBI Director Mueller and his assistant Damaris breathing down my neck, who look more like George Costanza and Cosmo Kramer.
Apparently that's a joke too.
Why don't you guys get a real job, like in Burger King or McDonald's, and then you can learn this phrase: would you like fries with that shake, Mr. Sindoni?
Who's this comic?
Things are out of control. It's a crazy world. It's a crazy world, I'll tell you. It's a crazy world.
Alright, perfect. Now, then you gotta play the other entries.
You want to play the other entries
Absolutely.
Real quick?
Absolutely. All right. Now, you see how he's you're It's as awful.
I thought he was reading the news.
As you can get. That's real. That's
like,
that's
maybe
a real
dude. Reading like some political paper or something, and
no, just put a laugh track in
and then add it.
So we went nuts one night, one Monday, and just went off. And then we decided to do the contest, and we had two entries so far, and they came out brilliant.
They were unbelievable.
Do you have them there?
Oh wait a minute. Yeah, just.
And like I said, the worse, the better. It doesn't have to rhyme. It doesn't have to make sense.
No,
it's just got to be awful.
Here we go. So the first one was we wanted the contest. So first we did Colorado Dickhead, who put this gem out there.
You just can't make this stuff up, I tell you.
You just can't make this stuff up. Cell phones. You know what's weird about them? Well, I noticed no one wears watches anymore because everyone's got a cell phone. I feel bad for the watchmakers. Looks like their time is up. The other day, my friend asked me if I wanted to race in a biathlon. I said, wait a minute, biathlon? I only like women. I just can't make this stuff up. Just can't make this stuff up, I tell you.
His catchphrase.
Catchphrase is
growing up in Colorado, we were so poor. Come November, we celebrated Thanksgiving. I went to a Macy's the other day. They had a red tag sale. I thought to myself, what kind of a goof wants to buy a red tag? George Bush opened a restaurant chain. I went to check it out the other day. I went in and the waitress came up and asked if she could take my new world order. You just can't make this stuff up, I tell you. You just can't make this stuff up.
So, of course, he did
that. That's Colorado Dickhead.
And Colorado Dickhead's friend, Fat Lazy Fuck, put one out too. And we might as well put this one on here too.
What's up with airplane food? I've never seen them eat. What do they think? Gasoline's food?
That's your winner.
Denver, they said, was the Mile High City. Now what is it? The really Mile High City?
Children laughter.
Just all in the wrong spots. It's fantastic.
I went to the video store to rent Ocean's 11. I realized I hadn't seen the first 10. Get out of here.
Awesome.
Just
beautiful. So we have another one.
All right.
And
like, see what they did. It doesn't have just as make it as bad and cringeworthy as possible.
Yep, and this one is bad and cringeworthy. Oops, that's not it. My bad. Hold on. Where is it?
Oh, you lost it.
No. I got it. I fucked up. Hold on. Just entertain them for a second.
Thanks.
Fucked up.
But just remember the you can, you know, he's like, it's a crazy world out there. It's a crazy world. You can use a catchphrase. And it doesn't have to be long. It could be 10 seconds. Doesn't matter.
It's got to be bad and have laugh tracks.
Sound effects, laugh tracks are all encouraged. And we haven't found out what the prize is yet, but we'll get to that later. I want more entries because it's really funny. Colorado Dickhead, what's it? Real fat, fat fuck?
Lazy Fat Fuck.
Lazy Fat Fuck did
it's
a great job.
Name.
Yeah.
Okay, it should be coming up now. I do apologize, and here it is. Okay.
So I'm on Facebook, right?
And okay, here we go. And this one is called Facebook and Anal Bleeding. That's what he's... That's his...
okay.
That's his... this one, this guy put some time into it. Ready?
So I'm on Facebook, right? And I noticed that they have these things next to the posts. They say either you're posting from mobile or you're posting from the web. And I'm thinking about that, right? And the web, it's like you're sitting in your computer chair in your mother's basement, right? You're posting from the web. You're stuck. You're stuck in the chair. You're sitting there and you're just like... Because porn on the web is more abundant than tap water, right? And on mobile, you're like, oh, you're out in the world. You're like, oh my, I got my mobile phone. And you're like, oh, I've got places to go. I've got a job. I'm at a bar.
I think I'd rather listen to Sindoni.
But at the web, you're stuck in the web. You're stuck at home. So what I'm saying is you should love me unconditionally and you should give money to my pet project called Project Murder Poo. You, what you do, you take
the fuck is he talking about?
Out of your bum.
You take poo out of your bum?
You put it in the toilet, right? In the toilet, that's where you keep the creatures. The creatures you find on the street. The little rats, the little vermin. You take it, and you put it in the poo.
I don't know what he's talking about.
The poo from your bum.
Okay, me and Brent have a confession. This is not a entry for the contest. This is some guy on Facebook supposedly doing stand-up, but in his house... On YouTube.
Is just that what going that is?
To his, yeah, just doing and just ranting onto his YouTube account.
Holy
and
monkey.
It is. This makes Sindoni look like fucking Louis C.K. I don't know what the fuck this guy's talking about, and he's more disturbing looking than what he sounds.
What's he look like?
Look at this fucking.
Murder, not the rats. Don't kill rats. Rats are important.
He's got that weird face with the gum and no teeth.
But the poo must turn black and red. And if you got red poo, it means you got hemorrhoids.
He's totally hemorrhoids.
He's faking?
Absolutely, he's got a wedding ring on.
He got too much sauce.
So some zero wouldn't marry him?
Spicy sauce.
He's got a...
He's trying to be viral.
Spicy sauce. Sometimes, you know...
Trying to be viral.
You put your penis he's got 40, in someone's he's got, bum, he's got, and they say, oh, let
he's
me...
He's got 746 videos, he says.
There. And they got fingernails, right? So they put their fingernail up your
he
bum.
He just put this
and
up.
And all of a sudden, you're shitting poo, and you don't know what to do.
If BenBulla.com, if this dude really thinks that this is going to go viral, he's...
Just he's got a couple awful. Of different videos. He's just trying to go viral. That's
his
all.
His teeth are viral.
Oh, his teeth are horrendous.
That's all. That's what that is. That's someone trying to be out there.
Yeah.
Joe Z said he'd rather listen to Kenny slander my girlfriend again.
I apologize.
Colorado Dickhead in the chat. You just missed a. We just played your entry again because we had another pseudo entry for the contest, but it really wasn't an entry. It was something that Brent had found, and Brent was like, "Oh shit, I forgot about this guy." It's we don't even know what the purpose of it is. It's not even, or was it one of those awful, so bad it's good?
No, he's trying to.
Oh, no, I think he's talking about the Sindoni thing.
Oh, yeah.
No, that Sindoni stuff, the original one.
Who's asking that?
Joe Z.
Oh.
The guy sounds like what imagine Adam Lanza sounded like when he was loading up. which is kind of fucked up. Adam Lanza, the Newtown shooter. Oof. But he does sound like a retard. I mean, you know, I don't know, but if
it's a crazy world out there. It's a crazy world.
It's a crazy world.
It's a crazy world.
It's a crazy world,
I
tell you. We really need more people to enter in the contest. But I just figured I'd shake it up a little bit and throw this another jag-off.
Yeah.
Just another shithead who thinks acting like an ass on YouTube. Although, let's face it, acting like an ass on YouTube can actually become viral. Like, truly make you...
I hope he gets a virus.
Oh, did you see his teeth?
I just think he died.
He had one of those gums where it looks like... It almost looks like the Great Wall of China with, like, you know, like a few doors along the bottom for mouse holes. That's what his gums looked like. They were so huge, and he got the little chiclet teeth going around the bottom. The most unattractive thing on a woman. Big, smiley gums and little tiny chiclet teeth. Ugh. Nothing worse than a gummy broad when she smiles. Oh, just. No, I can deal with the cross-eyed, because then I'm thinking, eh, she might be a little slow and and get right on it, you know?
Easily taken advantage of?
No, just that she'd be like, you know, she wouldn't realize that it's bad for her and just get down on the old knob.
If
probably my biggest pet peeve. Two biggest pet peeves on women.
If Down syndrome kids, right, if they have heavy, like, strength that they don't know.
Yeah, retard.
Guys,
strength, right,
guys.
Right, whatever. Okay.
Guys. What do girls with Down syndrome have?
Oh,
what superhero trait do they
have? Probably,
they're
probably, maybe once they get old enough, they don't even realize they just squirt for no reason. Like a fucking firehouse. Like a watch riot, just fucking hitting fucking black people and fucking, and German
off.
Shepherds.
That's way
wild
off.
Thing I've ever heard.
What happened?
I'm not saying I'm not laughing at it. It's possibly the most wild thing you've ever seen.
All right, then we'll move on to that one.
I don't even know what level that's on, but it's fantastic.
But we
that made my whole day today.
But we, he said it sounded like, you know, a good call. The guy, the one dude we were just playing, the Emo Bleeding, sound like Emo Phillips.
Emo Phillips,
he might
have
been doing like a little Emo Phillips impression. Terrible, by the way. Bombola, whatever the guy's name is. Bobola. Terrible.
I hope he gets Ebola.
Be nice.
We're going to friend request him today.
So, if anybody does want to put an entry in, please email us at ContiandKenny@AOL.com. And if you go to ContiandKenny.com, just scroll down the front news page, and you'll see it's like two or three down, and you'll see the information for the contest. And we got to do a nice gift for the winner.
Absolutely, 100%.
We got to. You know,
I'm in a different tax bracket now. It's okay.
All right. We should do like $50 or something.
We'll do something. Yeah, we'll do
$50 and a couple DVDs. For a consolation.
Comedy shop free tickets.
Tickets.
Yeah, but what if they don't live around the area?
A shirt, maybe some T-shirts, some stickers, a Sindoni CD.
Sindoni CD.
Joe Conti's Happiness. maybe we'll throw in some of the classic best of CDs.
Do we have any more? I only have a couple that I'm using.
I still have a bunch.
Do you?
Yeah.
Man, we can give a whole a gift basket.
Yeah, sure. I have a whole bunch of them, yeah.
I got like a Mountain Dew T-shirt that I got for Christmas. We'll throw in there.
I like that.
I got some chocolates.
Yeah. Got that. I got a nice iPad mini that if I just, you know, just tell my girlfriend, "Ooh, look," and then I'll just grab the mini and we'll throw the mini in there. What do you think?
I have a nice Bundt cake.
Do you?
Yeah. And it's unopened, and the shelf life on it's like 7 months.
What's that, like a fruit cake?
It's like a bundt cake.
Yeah,
it's like a it's like bundt cake is like.
Is that what
like
do they call it? A Christmas bread?
It's like a pound cake, but it's made out of bundt.
Fruits, like those square.
No. It's just like it's like a pound cake. You know,
and
like
inside, it's like those little hard like gummy bear type fruits.
Yes, some of them do have that. Yeah, with red and white. Red.
What is that called?
Terrible.
I have no idea. They put
is that a fruit cake? Is that what they call
it? I don't know.
Is fruit cake for the Christmas season? Is that when people...
Fruitcake yeah. is, right? Yeah. You get a fruitcake and you want to punch somebody in the face for giving it to you, right? They didn't make them anymore.
Because some lady gave me something called Christmas bread. It was wrapped up in foil when it was frozen. I was working. Yeah. And she was like, oh, here. And I'm like, thank you. I didn't even open it up.
Did she make it herself?
She said she made it herself.
Oh, chuck that shit.
I did.
Why'd you even take it out of the truck?
I didn't. I mean, no. She handed it to me.
Is it like sausage bread or something like that?
No, she said it was Italian bread. I mean, not Italian bread. Excuse me. Christmas bread.
I never heard of that.
It was frozen. I got in my truck. Yeah. I drove about 18 feet and...
Did you?
Right over. I drove right in the river.
Yeah, I get
there was no way. It went right in the river. It really did. I was right out. Yeah. I was in Lake Valhalla.
What are you, serial killer? Why are you driving close to rivers?
Because I was in Lake Valhalla, New Jersey, which is in Montville. Yeah. And there's a nice little lake over there and right over. I literally did it from my end, over the top.
You Christmas meat cake the river.
Yeah, Christmas meat cake the river.
I think it's all different meats in it.
What, meat cake or fruit cake?
She said it was Christmas bread.
Yeah. I'm guessing there's type of meats in there.
Oh, man. You know, you never eat sausage bread from a stranger.
There was, I mean, she seemed nice, you know, she was very, you know, appreciative of, you know, us dropping the packages off to her house or whatever, her delivery. But I'm like, you know, that's adorable, but, you know, no thanks. You know, if I want to eat something that's dangerous for me, I got my girlfriend to cook, you know?
Yeah. People give us food, too, and we try to go, like, you know, I'm like, thanks.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Yeah, there's all kinds of breads here. Mike, your favorite right here is,
the red and green
little specks in there.
I just hate those artificial, like, type of hard gummies in a cake.
Yeah, Christmas bread just looks like, I don't know.
I've never heard of Christmas bread before.
I've heard, you know, Irish soda bread.
It was the first time I had heard.
Yeah, that's nasty, too.
Irish soda bread? Yeah. Isn't it green? Did they make it green?
I don't like the taste of that. Oh, it has, like, air holes in it, right?
Yeah, one of these motherfuckers, they last in, like, they last for, like, a year.
Brent thinks Christmas bread is really just cake.
Yeah. It looks like a cake-ish kind of
thing. I hate anything that's not spongy.
Shit. I should have kept it. Maybe, man, bring it home. I'll let my girlfriend taste it first, you know, like and then wait 24 hours and see what happens to her.
I just don't like, I don't know, stuff like that.
Yeah, that's a bundt cake. Looks almost like a carrot cake.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm searching bundt cake.
What are you doing? I'm just searching bundt cake on our radio program.
Yeah, but I haven't seen a fruit cake in a long time.
Yeah, I don't even know if fruitcake's good. I don't know if I've ever had it.
Fruitcake's become a joke.
Yeah, because you know what I mean. It's like a bad sweater.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. You know, old school people
are popular now
because everybody has bad sweater days.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of that.
Yeah, I haven't had one yet. But my brother, my sister, it's a work function thing.
But I think I would wear it.
Yeah, absolutely, I would too.
Where they have to do something like a bad T-shirt in the summer thing.
You couldn't just show up in your underwear. I was going to say bad underwear.
You might not be able to do that. I don't know. You could. You never know.
Well, then you know, you have the mustache month. Everybody grows the mustache.
The Movember.
Movember, yeah. But I like the sweater thing. But
is that a gay thing, Movember?
I think it's for the cancer or something, right?
It's something, yeah. But everybody, you grow a mustache. As best you can.
Rogers did it. Then he sucked.
Yeah, I was just going to say. And then he come off a collarbone injury.
That's somehow you have anal. Another man. Yeah, I would have never guessed that Rogers thing.
Me neither, man. That's a shock to me.
I don't know. I don't believe everything.
Yeah, it'll happen. White ass Brent. Champagne Mike just needs to open his eyes and he'll see two fruitcakes.
It's fantastic. Hey, I see it.
Thanks, Brent. Right, yeah.
They last a year too.
So, what's it? Fruitcakes are like, they're so dense. It's just like 14 pounds of.
That's what I'm saying. It's too much weight.
Yeah.
I also hate those cakes that are like, they look like a big top hat. And they're in that box. And
Yeah, that's what I was looking at one. Yeah,
yeah, I'm not a fan of those.
They last things. Like two. Like, there's Irish soda bread and the stuff where you got to pour, where you got to put like a half a stick of butter on just to make it palatable. It's like, why? My grandmother even
if any fucking cake lasts for more than a week, it's shit.
Yeah, exactly.
If you see a cake in a box and it says sell by 2018, don't fucking buy it.
Unless it's a Twinkie.
Yeah.
If it's it says if bought by the birth of Jesus, eat by the resurrection. Yeah. Don't eat it.
But how do Twinkies stay so spongy? You know, they could last forever.
That's all chemicals.
Yeah, good.
That's okay. I was talking to some margarine. There's margarine and something else I was talking about. That margarine is like one molecule away from like a plastic.
Yeah,
an actual plastic or something.
So good.
Dr. Pepper used to have polyethylene glycol is antifreeze.
Yeah.
Polyethylene glycol, I believe, is in Dr. Pepper.
So if you're diet, if it's Dr. cold Pepper. Out, you can just dip it in there and
you're overheating. Throw some.
There is something like Dr. you pour Pepper soda in. On your fucking fender or something, and it cleans it up or something.
All right, we got 30 seconds to. Go over to Conti and Kenny.
Is it 9 o'clock? I didn't even realize.
Yeah. So why don't we do this? Why don't we take a quick break, and then we'll come back, and we'll get into more stuff, all right?
See, Brent, how could you hate that? He's got a top.
Yeah, that's a cute hat. I'd like to have that.
All right, cool. We'll be right back. It's the Conti and Kenny Show, and now we're just on ContiandKenny.com.
Jackie, no, I've smoked me bucky, have a bit of cracky till the boat comes in. Dance to the daddy, sing to the mommy, dance to the daddy, to the mommy sing. Thou shalt have a fishy on a little dishy, thou shalt have a fishy when the boat comes in.
I'm not an unpleasant person.
I'm a vagina champion.
Thou shalt have a fishy on a little dishy, thou shalt have a haddock when the boat comes in.
I am not a happy person.
I'll retard my smartness.
Thou shalt have a fishy on a little dishy. Thou shalt have a mackerel when the boat comes in.
Plus, I was so disturbed with the tranny sitting out there.
The jerk off that he is. I'm coming.
Swing.
Shut up.
Thou shalt have a fishy on a little dishy. Thou shalt have a salmon when the boat comes in.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
Have a bit of cracky.
How does that sound?
Ludicrous.
Missed a previous show? Want to catch up with the show? Have nothing else better going on with your life? Download podcasts of The Conti and Kenny Show. They are on iTunes, and for you Apple haters, they are now on Stitcher. You can also go to morelikeradio.com or theContiandKennyShow.com.
You want death metal?
Yes.
Punk?
Yes.
Humorous chat?
Well,
obnoxious chin waggery?
No.
Frosty ales?
2 pints, please.
And a right load of old rubbish?
Rubbish?
Then listen to Metal Breakfast Radio, where we have it all.
Discussion is not necessary. You will obey your orders.
Find us on metalbreakfastradio.com.
I guess it's hard to keep it up when your brain's dribbling out your nose.
Darksentinel.dk.
Exterminate!
And RadioFreeSatan.com.
Who wants to get closer to Conti and Kenny? Everyone with gonorrhea does. So why not like the Conti and Kenny Show Facebook page? And now follow the show and them on Twitter. At C and K Show, at Joe Conti Comic, and at Kenny Michael 55. What a weird, stupid Twitter that is. Kenny Michaels 5. Yeah. Kenny Michaels 5. The number 5. What a fool.
Recently on the Conti and Kenny Show.
It's sad that it's over, but I'm glad because now at least my Sunday nights, I can just, I can do more things. Although now we watch Once Upon a Time. Yes, call me a faggot and hit me in the face with a scrub brush. But yeah, I watch Once Upon a Time with my girlfriend. Okay.
Scrub brush? What are you, in a 1925 infirmary?
I don't know, but I'm sure Dave Ingram from Copenhagen is going to be sampling that and making that into a fucking sound clip.
With a scrub brush.
Call me a fag and hit me with a scrub brush. But...
That's a fucking best combination of words I've heard in a long time.
But yeah, we watch Once Upon a Time. So.
The Conti and Kenny Show. Talking bollocks for fuck knows how many years.
Whoa!
Sometimes we stink and you don't.
Shut up.
The Conte and Kenny Show.
Yo, this is Robert Kelly, and you're listening to the, what is it?
Conte and Kenny Show.
Yo, this is Robert Kelly, and I'm in a car, and you're listening to the Conte and Kenny Show, one of the greatest podcasts you've ever listened to in your life. Holy shit, man. Conte and Kenny Show, live, right now. My favorite podcast. All right, anyways, Conte and Kenny Show, live right now. This is Robert Kelly. Even though we did this in the car, you did my podcast in the car. Who the fuck, Kenny?
It's just always funny when somebody says, who the fuck's Kenny? It's always. That was the great Robert Kelly, who I worked with Bobby this weekend, and God, he is just so funny, dude. I'm not even saying this to kiss ass. On stage, dude, he is just hilarious.
Yeah, he's a great performer.
Jesus Christ, he's funny, man. Awful, awfully funny. You're checking out the Conte and Kenny Show, of course. We are on ConteandKenny.com. Now, just solely on that. And if you're on More Like Radio, you're not even hearing us. Because that's... Now, Lust and Love comes on at 9. So we go from More Like Radio to ContiandKenny.com from 9 to 10. So we made everything nice and easy for everybody.
Everybody's happy.
Yeah.
Happy, happy, happy.
Happy. Is everybody happy?
That was my Duck Dynasty guy.
White Ass Brent, he in the chat, of course, our producer. Why does Bo Burnham get so much love in the comedy world? I want to punch him. And I know Bo Burnham. I think he does like music shit, if I'm not mistaken. And Lamp Spin has the 10 best comedy albums of 2013, which I would like to check out real quick.
Sure, let's check the one.
Since we don't have any, we didn't do any hacky, you know, top of 2013, you know, because this is the last, you know, show of this year.
Yeah.
But I'll take this.
The only wrap up I like at the end of the year is who died.
Ah, okay. I'm not even going to get into the whole thing. Let's just see. All right, number 9. Number 10, Tom Papa.
Okay.
Freaked Out, it's called.
All right.
I don't really know Tom Papa. Unique talent of writing jokes about being married, parenting children, and getting old without getting hokey, and while simultaneously blah, 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 blah.
Funny guy.
Yeah. He could play a gay dude on television every day, and he would come off perfectly. Tom Papa is so gayish, but he's not gay.
No.
But he's very gayish. He was in the Carousel, the
Liberace movie.
The Candelabra, and he played a gay dude, and he did a fantastic job.
Well, he's got a very laid-back voice.
He's a little flamboyish, but I've heard him on Opie and Anthony, and he doesn't, like, hide it. It's not like he's, like, saying, I sound manly. He's like, yeah, I sound a little gay, whatever.
He's got wife and kids.
Yeah.
He's not gay.
Believe me, I'm not, you know, coming up with anything that's groundbreaking here. So, Jimmy Pardo, number 9, Sprezzatura.
Now, I think Jimmy Pardo actually came out as gay.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Ooh, I know Jimmy Pardo. He's actually a very fun, funny guy. Old school jokes.
Was it Jimmy Pardo? It was somebody somebody like Jimmy Pardo.
I don't think it was Jimmy Pompous. I'm reading something. Pompous Clown. Fuck.
I think it might be that he came out as being. I mean, he seems like a most ungay guy.
But he's very funny, and you would know Jimmy Pardo when you saw him.
Yeah.
Little guy.
Wiry. Very hyper. Funny.
Number 8 is Jim Norton's. Please Be Offended, which I have not seen yet, but I heard it's really good.
Yeah.
And they have they have clips here, but they're all like 4 minutes long. What are we going to do? Play each one?
No.
Number 7, Lewis Black, Old Yeller, live at the Borgata. I'm a fan of Lewis Black. I love his passion, you know, and this is Lewis Black, Zynga and Instagram, whatever. Number 6, Louis C.K., Oh My God. Louis C.K. is very annoying because he puts out fucking great material like I get diarrhea. He just puts out, he'll put out an hour special, and then the next year he puts out another. He puts out an hour almost every year.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Just think about all the shit that he has to do. White ass Brent, I see no blank rumors on Pardo. Maybe it wasn't somebody like him.
Yeah.
That I think came out of.
Comedian.
But Louis C.K., you know, just think about all the shit. He's a busy dude. You know what I mean? Well, fucking busy.
He'll fuck around.
And he's still,
you know, he's
still
got his movie. He's got his show, you know, and his stand up. And it's just, you know, oh my God. Yeah. Number five, Doug.
It's a crazy world out there.
It's a crazy world.
It's a crazy world, I tell you. It's a crazy world.
That would have been number one. Number five, Doug Stanhope. Beer Hall Putched. Doug Stanhope is just ridiculous. And I'm glad that I'm surprised that Stanhope's on here. Only because he's so off kilter that I'm surprised anything even somewhat mainstream gave him the recognition.
Who's doing this list?
It's a Laugh Spin.
Laugh Spin, okay. Well,
Laugh
Spin,
I don't know anything about Laugh Spin.
Well, if it has laugh in it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you trust.
You hope,
okay.
You hope. You don't trust. You hope that they know what the fuck they're talking about.
Number four, Mark Maron, Thinky Payne. I heard this Thinky Payne fucking special was ridiculous. I heard it was real good.
He's another one like they're not similar, Stanhope and him, but they just whacked out. You know what I mean?
Oh,
they're
yeah.
just whacked
yeah.
out.
Oh, well, and, different. And, well, and, you know, yeah. Mark Maron, he's very manic, and Doug Stanhope is just yeah. nuts.
And you have to remember, when you judge a comedy special, it's not, there's different types of comedy specials, different types of acts where, mm-hmm. you know, you could sit there and be wowed by a Stanhope or a Marin,
mm-hmm.
and not really laugh out loud. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You're just like, holy shit,
yeah.
that's fucking clever.
Yeah, I know.
You know, well, especially for comics.
Especially for us, because we're like,
you're like,
fuck,
son of a bitch.
Listen to my dog
what
shit.
The fuck did he come up with
exactly.
that
exactly. It's like I just made my first, you know, I made my first home movie, and then I saw a Scorsese film.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what? I'm just putting
I'm just, yeah, I'm
done.
Useless.
I'm going to go get a job somewhere. Marin's great. I mean, so far, everybody on here I do like, including Jimmy Pardo. I'm not a big fan of Tom Papa, but I see why people like him.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think this is out of control that Tom Papa's in there, you know. Number five, Doug Stanhope. Number four, Mark Maron. Mark Maron's awesome. I like him. He's great. Number three, Maria Bamford. I think she's huge. I have no idea who the fuck she is. I think she's from Canada.
No. She comes out. I'm not sure exactly where she's from, but she comes out of the same hole. Patton
as
Oswald.
Her brother did.
Patton Oswalt, Galifianakis.
Oh, yeah?
San Fran, Bay Area kind of comics.
Okay.
Janine Garofalo is another one, that kind of a crew. Brian
right.
Posehn.
Okay.
Another one, like
yeah,
those guys
Brian
out
Posehn,
there.
Yeah.
Odenkirk, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Bob Odenkirk, like that kind of Northern
okay.
California, San Fran kind
right.
of vibe.
She really
and you know what? I think she's funny, but she does a character. You know what I mean?
Okay.
She does.
Well,
she does.
Is their character Sister Life Coach? Because the track is called Sister Life Coach. Maria Bamford asked me about my
Colorado dickhead. Guy. Yeah, she might be from Portland, somewhere, you know, northwest.
Okay,
Northern California, that area. Play a little clip of hers and see if she's
it's,
doing.
It's only a minute and 23 seconds.
I just want to hear her voice if she's doing the voice.
I am trying to be a good person, like all of us, right? My sister has become a life coach, and so I'm kind of trying to challenge her with my negative thoughts.
Hey, Marie, you got one for me?
Sure. A word on too old to be in show business.
Hmm. Betty White, Dame Judi Dench, Joan Rivers, you're not old enough. Hit me.
Okay, fear I'll never be in a loving, committed relationship.
Oof, I don't know. Pass. I'll go back.
I
Okay, fear this scenario. You lose everything, including your mind, except the part of your mind that knows that you lost everything. Somehow you end up in the Philippines, walking the streets of Manila, in a bunch of itchy, filthy sweater remnants, plucking a one-string banjo. Plink! 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 Hmm. No baggage. Hitting bottom is a jumping off point. What a gift. Very helpful. My mom is very religious, and I wish...
She pulled away from the voice. Yeah, she pulled away from the voice.
I see why people, you know, like her. I guess, you know, I mean, it's clever, it's, you know.
Yeah.
Definitely.
She's one of the few women comedians that I'd sit through and check her out. You know what I mean? Her, what's her name? Kathleen Madigan, you know what I mean?
She's another good comic. Yeah, she is. She's, like, you would never look at Kathleen Madigan and go, oh, well, she took a shortcut. You know what I mean?
No, she's been around for a long time.
She's fucking hit the, you know, she's hit this pavement for a very long time. Number two is Bo Burnham. It's called What? The curse of the YouTube stardom for Bo Burnham was lifted 3 years ago when he released his impressive words. But if comedy purists were still left unconvinced that despite his online pedigree and youth, he's only 23, allow me to submit What? Burnham's latest album and comedy special, available free on YouTube, streaming on Netflix, an album through Comedy Central Records. What is a brilliant hour of hilarious social commentary filtered through Burnham's theatrical flair and the cornerstone of his career, music.
23?
Yeah.
23, huh?
Yeah, which is just a reason enough to hate his guts. This is like 4 minutes long, but wow. That was number two. Wow, number one, Mike Birbiglia. Wow.
Mike Birbiglia,
wow. My girlfriend's boyfriend. I mean, Mike Birbiglia, he's another one that you kind of have to, you know, as a comic, I, it's so easy for people just to fucking, ambiguously just fucking slam everybody, and put no identity behind it,
Sure.
But I see why people like Birbiglia.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a quirky,
same thing
he's
with like
quirky,
a Daniel
funny.
Tosh, too, you know. Yeah, yeah.
Daniel Tosh is, I think Daniel Tosh is amazing. Because Daniel Tosh is a guy who will do a fucking setup and then a punchline and then tag the punchline and then tag the tagline, and then tag the tag of a tag. It's like,
right.
Holy, it's just a fucking barrage of funny things that are fading out into the fucking joke.
I think the record is like 13. I think there's actually someone counted. The tag, you know what I mean?
Enough
punch, bang, bang. I know
really?
Exactly. Yeah, bang.
Was it
bang.
Him who did it?
No. It was some guy back in the 80s.
No shit. 13.
But not to name drop, but one of the funniest things was when I was backstage at the Virus show when Birbiglia walked off stage.
Right.
When they booed the shit out of him.
Oh, yeah,
and,
yeah.
And it was, you know, we were back by the kegs in the, you know, behind the stage. And it was, it was just about 20 of the 92.3 girls in their little outfits, and just me, Patrice O'Neill, Greg Giraldo, Bobby Kelly,
right.
Jim Brewer was back there. We were just hanging out, and it was kind of funny when Birbiglia goes. He goes. You guys like Jim Norton? And he goes, he's up next. Boom, and drops the mic and walks
off
stage.
Right. I remember that.
And we all looked at each other because we had the big screen.
Right.
And we're like, did he just fucking do that? We were just hanging out backstage at the Virus show.
Do you want?
mean, Patrice, Bobby Kelly.
Let me see.
Geraldo, Brewer.
Bamford.
Just saying.
Bamford was born in Cali. I think where her and Louis C.K. fuck, and she made Louis bang her again because he's awful at it. Oh, okay. Maria Bamford was in Louis. That's what they're saying.
She did really awkward Target commercials, too.
Oh, really?
She did a couple of them. She did her character. in the Target commercial. She had like, you remember, what's her name? Shannon, Molly Shannon. I'm 50 with the sweatsuit.
Yeah,
I'm
superstar.
50 years old. So, no, 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 not the, oh, okay. not the Catholic girl. But anyway, she looked like she was real thin and pantsuit, pants, sweatpants pulled over mm-hmm. up. And it was something about Target. It was kind of awkward.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Do you want to just hear a little bit of the Bo Burnham, since that's
I've never,
what we...
I'm not familiar
I
whatsoever.
Saw a little bit of his... I don't remember exactly, but I know it's got... like he incorporates music in it, but like differently, I think. You want to just... It's like 4 minutes. Maybe we'll just play a little bit of that. Since that's
Stop
what...
Stop to it.
That's what kind of brought us here, so...
Sure.
We'll check out Bo Burnham from God's Perspective.
There's things I don't... I want to be misconstrued in my act that I feel often are. I don't want you leaving my show thinking that I think I know better than people or that I think I'm better than people in general. Okay, I just wanted to put that out there. This is a song from the perspective of God.
Do you have video?
No, it's just audio.
The books you think I wrote are way too thick. Who needs 1,000 metaphors to figure out you shouldn't be a dick? And I don't watch you when you sleep. Surprisingly, I don't use my omnipotence to be a fucking creep. You're not going to heaven. Why the fuck would you think I'd ever kick it with you? None of you are going to heaven. There's a trillion aliens cooler than you. You shouldn't abstain from rape just 'cause you think that I want you to. You shouldn't rape, because rape is a fucked up thing to do. Pretty obvious, just don't fucking rape people, please.
Okay, I get it.
Didn't think I had to write that one down for you. I don't think masturbation is obscene. It's absolutely natural and the weirdest fucking thing I've ever seen. You make my job a living hell. I send gays to fix overpopulation. And boy, did that go well. You're not going to heaven. Eat 1,000 crackers, sing 1,000,000 hymns. None of you are going
what else
to
we got?
Heaven.
It's, I see
shield.
What I see what they're talking about, but it's like you're listening going, yeah, it's clever. That's clever. But there's nothing that's like really like over the top like
No.
I understand Brett's plight, why he doesn't understand.
Sure. You know, I missed
Bo Burnham.
Stephen Lynch. Stephen Lynch was great. When he first came out and when he
was
out.
Yeah, I mean,
that
was Stephen Lynch?
Stephen Lynch.
Ready for this? My girlfriend, number one. Favorite comic.
Favorite comic?
Yeah. Guess who's number two? Not me.
Me?
Somebody else. I don't know.
She won't say?
I'm like her sixth favorite comic, she knows. Which is good because I agree she has good taste.
That is good. If you're at least you're ranked.
Yeah, well, you know, she has sex with me, so I guess, you know, I'm ranked.
Yeah. It's not just your heart.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
it's your hilarity.
This is so, like to sit there and try to judge this. I mean, it's probably the most subjective thing you can actually, you know,
right,
judge on. What makes you laugh? Even more
depends
than what
on,
makes
depends
you
on
cry.
Who's judging it, yeah.
But I'm saying you know what I mean? Like, and that's why these are just so dumb. In a sense where whether you go by one thing, like,
you know what makes me cry?
What?
When Bo Burnham gets a sitcom. And I got to have 2 jackets on in this stupid studio. That's what makes me cry.
Sorry, but... yeah, so, that, I mean, I don't really have an issue with any of that. I mean, I like almost all those comics, you know?
Right.
So, but yeah, it's like, it is weird. It's such a subjective thing. Like, what makes you chuckle? you know, it's there's so many different types of ways to make somebody laugh.
When like, children fall down, well, makes me chuckle every time.
You're just an adorable guy.
Every time.
It just makes you laugh, doesn't it, Kenny?
An old person craps himself.
Okay.
Makes me chuckle.
All right. I understand that. Yeah. I get that.
Yeah.
What do you want to...
Somebody gets a pie in the face?
Wow, that's always funny. Real quick, Conti and Kenny stickers, if you want one, email us at ContiandKenny@AOL.com, and we will send you a sticker or even a few more.
Who was number one on that list?
Mike Birbiglia.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So, it's...
Did I tell you about the time it was me and Patrice and Bobby Kelly and Greg Giraldo, and we were hanging out backstage?
Yeah, I think I did. I think you did, yeah.
Jim Brewer was there also.
I actually have... he was number one, but then there was the alternate 1A.
Uh-huh.
And you would think it'd be like Patrice O'Neill, but it's not. It's not. Here, check it out.
It's a crazy world, I'll tell you. Since 2001, we've had the World Trade Center bombings.
All right, shut it off. Out of control. I've had enough.
All right. What do you want to do, man?
I got
a lot of stuff here.
Me too.
We got this, 7 tips to keep your man from the 50s, which would be interesting. There's been shit going on in Russia that I'm just hearing about today.
Really? Just heard about it today?
I'm just hearing about
it.
It
only happened over the last couple of days.
It was only the last couple of days, right? Yeah. Now, are they worried about this, that this is going to affect...
Sochi, yeah.
Now, where is Sochi?
It's actually in one of the warmer parts of Russia, and that's where they're having the Winter Olympics.
And that's where this is all going down?
They're like, no.
Now, who is these Chechnyans that are doing this?
They're not sure yet.
They're not sure yet?
They're not sure. It's all connected because they're bombing at the same time.
Right.
But it's in Volgograd. Volgograd?
Volgograd.
Yeah, in a train station and then on a bus.
They're going old school fucking terrorism.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Wow. So it's kind of a wake up call for Russia. They just had 4,000 troops in, they've already canceled. St. Petersburg is the Times Square of Russia.
Okay.
Canceled the fireworks.
No
New
shit.
New Year's Eve, everything's canceled.
Wow.
They had a 4,000 troop training session for the Olympics.
Take care.
Yeah. Exactly.
Wow.
And they said they're going to increase security and everything, but just think about it. They've had terrorism in there before, when they took over the school and killed all those kids.
Oh, yeah.
That they're, the separatists and the rebels and the whole thing. But this one, they're not sure. It's probably homegrown. It's probably someone who hates Russia, what they're doing, because there's a lot of corrupt shit that's going on. And a lot of little political turmoil. Nothing revolutionary, but it's Russia.
What are they now? Because they really aren't, the communist Marxist state anymore. So I know that there's a bunch of different little countries that have become, their own separate countries.
Georgia and Russia itself with Putin.
Right.
Is, they're pretty borderline fucking... Cold War-ish still.
But let me ask you something.
Poisoning people and people just end up dead.
Let me ask you something. Not for me, but what's the problem with
killing
Marxism or communism somewhere else? Like, what's the problem?
Somewhere else than where?
Than here.
North Korea. There you go.
What's the problem?
What's the problem is there's just...
But that's not...
There's a billion people starving.
That's not communism. That's a fucking... That's a tyrant. That's tyranny. You know what I mean?
But that's a communist tyrant.
But I don't care what the tyrant is.
When did you meet a lovable, squeezable communist?
When did you ever meet any tyrant that was lovable and squeezable?
Right, but still, but it starts with communism.
But really, is communism... creating tyranny? Haven't we had tyranny since the beginning of time?
Yeah, but there usually have been communists.
Marxism was just created in like the 1880s or whatever. Karl Marx, Animal Farm. I remember that.
Yeah, he had two other brothers, Harpo and Groucho. Get your tootsie frootsie.
I just don't understand. Like, I never got
a day at the races. for Marx, the day at the races was
duck soup.
Yeah, it was.
I never got like the Cold War. Like, what are we? What are we?
Duck
are
soup.
We,
that's what Joe F is having for dinner. Yeah. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Duck Dynasty soup. But what? Like, I just don't understand why it matters to us.
Well, because if you have you would probably put tyrant and communism, even if they were, you know. I don't know when there's ever been a democratic tyrant, but I'm not very schooled on this stuff. But usually something like that, communism, they buy themselves. They want completely self-sufficient, just like, you know, you don't want to deal with them. But then you've got a North Korea who's a whack job, just whacked his uncle, killed his uncle.
Right.
Because his uncle was getting too much into his business. He fucking killed him. Executed his ex-girlfriend. And this kid was trained in fucking, it was educated in the fucking UK. In London, he was a regular dude. He wasn't Kim Jong-un. He was like Marty, you know, McFickelstein.
Right.
You know, he was under an assumed name.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't, you know, and he was just a regular dude going to frat parties. And then what you do, you throw, you know, give him a high, you know, a high top fade, throw some sunglasses on him, put a couple of medals that he never earned. And all of a sudden, he's fucking whacking his uncles, his family members, and his ex-girlfriend. And then you want to give this guy the capability of having a, you know, a nuclear weapon. Or that kind of thing.
I understand
where
all
his
that.
People. Have you ever seen the satellite photo of North Korea versus South Korea at night?
No.
There's like four lights in North Korea that are
really?
On. Yeah. But you can't. You can't have. You know, communism. But anyway, back to Russia. Is they're basically, you know, Putin was an old, you know, an old
school commie.
Old school. Whatchamacallit, KGB. They don't have the KGB anymore.
Right.
But he was old school KGB, you know?
Okay.
Back in the Cold War days, you know, the
what they actually, KGB.
Late 60s, early, you know, mid 70s, when that Cold War shit was.
Right.
Really
they were
flying.
Also called Chaos.
80s also.
It was also Chaos, you know.
Oh, was it really?
The band, yeah. You don't remember when they were also called Chaos and they were fighting against Agent 86?
No.
Maxwell Smart.
Oh, that's a little. I don't know that one.
I tell you,
I know Max. I know
a lot of short people in the room because that went over everybody's fucking head.
I know Maxwell Smart, but I didn't know.
Told that joke to a bunch of midgets.
Boris and Natasha, maybe.
And
I know them.
I was thinking, you know,
smart. Yeah,
get smart. But so Putin's like an old KGB dude, and he's the king right now, right? He's the leader.
I can't keep track because they have president, prime minister, they've got this, they've got that. Putin has all the power. He's the power guy. But I guess he can't get reelected, so they just make him a prime minister, or they make him a president, or some weird
There's
shit.
There's the picture. Brent just sent it over. If you click on it, it's North Korea and South Korea.
Yeah, exactly.
North Korea's in the dark, so they don't have any power in North Korea?
No, the people are starving. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Well done.
So then let me ask you something. We're supposed to be this, you know, great country to go and, you know, keep shit, you know, and help people around the world. How come we're not in North Korea?
You know, to be honest, I'm not sure. It's not worth it. They have a billion, no, not a billion, but basically all of their citizens are military. Not
yeah.
all their citizens. The mm-hmm. ones that are dying.
Right.
But they have a big military force.
Okay.
Is it? And what would happen is they don't have the strength to fight us, America, invade us or anything like that. So what would happen is once we were aggressive, they would go after South Korea, the Philippines, maybe even Japan. They would just fire their shit wherever they could.
Right.
You know what I mean? If we did anything aggressive to try to invade them, it would be a mess. It would be messy. You know, we tried it. We separated, you know, them back in the 50s with the Korean War. That's where North and South happened.
Okay.
We pushed China out of North Korea. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
North, the Korean War is still on. There hasn't been an end to the Korean War. There was no declaration of the war ended.
Right.
We just said, you punched us, we punched you, it's over. Beat it. We'll draw a line. You stay on your side of the bed, I'll stay on mine.
We have bases in South Korea, I assume.
Sure, yeah. We have all over the Pacific.
And they're all cool with us being there?
Not really, no.
No.
No, same thing with the Philippines. But we leave, they're fucked. Because North Korea has been chomping at the bit to take over the rest. You know what I mean? Take over the land.
I have absolutely no faith in the human race. None.
Well, this has been going on for thousands of years.
That's what I'm saying.
Humans.
I'm not saying that it's a recent thing. It's just... like
all it was for 5,000 years was just war. There was barely any peace. It was just land grabbers. You know, Alexander the Great, Genghis Khan, the big Big Wall of China. Is that what it's called? The Big Wall of China?
Great Wall of China.
The Great Wall of China.
It's that big wall over there. The big wall of plaster over there in China. We're going to go over there. We're going to put two coats of paint. We're going to put the primer on first, and then we're going to put the big, you know. And what we're going to do is, in case it's a boy or a girl, we're going to put a neutral color on there. Because right now, we're not going to check to see if it's going to be a boy or a girl. But once we bring them in the room, boom, you know, we'll make a neutral color. It'll be all right.
We got these cocksuckers coming over the hill. I don't want a little wall. I want a big wall of China.
I want a big wall over there in China.
If we're China, if you go big, go home.
Like a big, huge headboard. You know what I'm saying? So all the chinks, they can lay down like that. Slide in there nice, have a nice, have some that,
I knew it didn't sound right.
Yeah, hold on, we got a phone call
big,
here.
The big wall of China.
We got a phone call here. Hello?
Meow.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, ladies.
Hello?
Hi, I meowed for you.
I know, that's really
you.
Cute.
Looks like we have Lust and Love calling in, Marianne, Kitty, and Dark Fox.
Do you remember the meow? You didn't get the meow. You don't remember the meow?
What? Meow.
It's a meow.
Right? Wasn't it last week?
No, I don't know. What was it?
Oh, no, what it wasn't a meow. What the hell? Oh, no, it was a lollipop that we made you say like two, three weeks ago. What the hell did we make her say?
What?
I want a lollipop.
Were you dreaming?
Oh, yes. In a like baby voice.
Oh, in a baby voice or something like that. Yeah.
That's what it was. I'm sorry. It wasn't a meow. Meow was cute, though. It was very cute.
Yeah.
Cute.
What's going on, girls and boy?
And boy. The girls and boy show. We're changing our show.
Yeah, you should call it Romper Room.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's brilliant.
Yeah, Romper Room.
Romper Room. Yeah.
You romp her room or romp her front? Turn it on.
Wouldn't that be Romper Room?
Oh, yeah, Romper Room.
We're retiring Lust and Love.
Nice. It's going to be the Romper Room.
Yeah, we're trying to like to get away from so much like of the sex and all that talk. We're trying to like make it like a nice general show because honestly, we're just getting burnt out.
Oh, just talking about sex all the time.
I don't even want to have sex with my husband anymore.
Neither do I. But what?
Shocking confessions.
So what are you guys just going to gear it toward? Just like a regular show? Bunch of people just hanging?
Just kind of like a Nighttime Divas kind of thing, you know, with Dak Fox.
Yeah. So why don't you call it like Nighttime Divas with Dick? With a dick?
No, penis? We don't want it to be something like...
No, but it's a Divas with a guy, you know?
Well, if his name was Richard, that would be good.
Oh, but like Divas, it's a Nighttime.
You hate Divas.
Oh, I know. The word should be eliminated from the English language, along with selfie.
Divas, we're getting rid of Divas, too.
You getting rid of the name Divas?
No more Daytime Divas because we can't do Thursday mornings.
Yeah, I know that.
Weekends are just too hard for us to really plan. We've done a couple of weekend shows, but it's really just too hard for us to... really settle into a slot in the weekends. Did we interrupt your show, by the way?
Well, you did, but it doesn't matter now.
I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. We were talking about communism. Now we're talking about slots. It's fantastic. Why don't we talk about Plinko on Family Fucking Feud? Or
Price is right.
Price is right. No, so has it now, are you guys seriously thinking about changing the name?
Oh yeah. We actually,
really?
We threw it out to the listeners.
To the listeners.
And whoever we pick, we're gonna give them what is it, Kitty?
A $25 Google Play card.
Yes.
Nice.
Yep.
I'll come up with a name for that shit show of yours. Don't worry about it.
The shit show.
The shit show. I will. I'll come up with a good name for you guys.
That's. I would love that.
Yeah.
I'm but telling you, this would be great.
It's just you three, right? There's no thinking of adding people, right?
It's just us three. The three amigos.
Okay. Oh, Western Echo came into our chat. Can I stay here with you?
Mr. Roper's... Mr. Roper's
Romper Room.
Mr. Roper's Romper Room.
Mr. Roper's Romper Room.
Romper Room. Mr. Roper's Romper Room. Romper Room.
It would. I don't know. I don't think people would understand. You kind of want to let it know that it's like a nighttime. how about the like a it's like a nighttime drive show. That's kind of what it is. You know, you're just the late night. You know, late night with two twats and a Canadian. I don't know.
This has all been gold. I don't know why we hesitated calling it at all.
White Ass Brent says, if they change the name, does Conti and Kenny get the hour back?
Oh. Yeah, Marianne and Brent have been fighting the whole time.
Oh, my God. He's just such a cunt. He really is. Every fucking week, I'm like, I'm going to stab him.
Yeah, I mean.
With your penis.
Yes, with my penis.
Well, I think it should be maybe you guys call it like the binary show or the binary show or
binary.
Like, you know, two holes and a length or
binary is like some.
Yeah, binary code like a 001, but 0 would be the hole and then he would be the 1 would be the penis, right? Yeah. 001, you know, like a Clutch song. So it would just be, 0, 1, 0. And it would be the two holes, the two girls would be the 0, and the 1 would be Dark Fox as the penis. And if you put 0, 1, 0, and you put the 1 up a little higher, it looks like a penis and balls.
Oh, my God, you're so smart.
Wow. Long fucking way for that one.
Yeah, call it the binary show. And then every time you say it, you have to explain it exactly what that means. So it'll be a 2-hour show with an hour and 45 minutes explaining what that means. So come up with 15 minutes of material like me and Kenny do for 3 hours, and you could just work it into a 2-hour show.
Mitch says you should call this the Metallica show so you get sued and we never hear you again.
Western Echo says, actually, Conti, if the name were to be accurate, it should be called the 3 Zeros.
Wow. How about now, this would only work if you say it in a female voice.
Right.
In like a promo.
Mm-hmm.
But it would be lollipops and a guy. But you couldn't be like, lollipops and a guy. It would be like, lollipops and a guy.
But they're trying to get away from that sexy thing. They want it to be more about, you know, just bullshitting
neutral.
About stuff.
Just neutral. Yeah.
Yeah. Non-sexy. Just, you know.
I mean, really, I've been talking about blowjobs and vagina for almost 3 years now.
Yeah, yeah. We've had enough of that. Okay.
It's done.
Yes. It's been, although I don't know if you can ever get too. You can. I don't think you get too much. I don't think any guy's sick of hearing about blowjobs.
When they do the news, they can come up with a character called Walter Cuntkreit.
I mean, we'll still have a little bit of that.
What happened, Kitty?
Still have a little bit of that. No, right, it's but
that it comes up anyway.
You don't want it to be the main. You don't want people to. You want it not to be the main.
The main vein.
Right. Of what you guys are about.
Yes, exactly.
I want that $25 Google card, so I'll come up with it, okay. All right? I'm a good idea guy. I can't do anything but I got good ideas.
I'll come up with something.
No, you won't. You won't. You won't even remember this conversation by the time you get in your car. Yeah. And not because you're drunk, but because you're so into your own fucking miserable life. that you don't even fucking care. You're just putting this out. Hopefully we'll put out a good show, and hopefully I'll make a contact so we can get somewhere in our fucking miserable careers, and you could just go home and then, hey, Joe, how was the show? It was good, right? Yeah. You were there, stupid. It's fucking good.
He completely is correct.
Joe Z in the chat says, think no more talk about getting blown. I'm dying to know what these broads' thoughts on Syria is. That's a good point. They want to know your political and social views are on the world.
No. That's definitely, we're definitely the unpolitic show.
Yeah, it would be two girls, a guy, and a pizza. Right? Was that a sitcom?
That was a sitcom.
Right? Two girls, a guy. How? I don't know. Could be.
Depending on Doc Fox's attitude throughout that day, it could be called two twats. two and a half twats. I'm sorry. All depends on Fox's, the way he's feeling that day.
Yeah, it could be the, I don't know.
Your Fox is getting annihilated tonight.
Frankly, that works almost every day.
The dames, you know, two dames and a dark fox.
Oh, I like that.
The dames and the fox show. That'd be sad, though. Calling one of you a fox and it wouldn't be either one of the two girls? How fucking rude is that?
Well, Fox does have a nice vagina.
Yeah, we got a fox on this show. It's not the two broads. It's the Canadian who likes wrestling. Fantastic.
Figure that one out.
Well, I'm gonna put my my skull into this. I'm really gonna try to come up with a nice name for you guys.
Thank you.
Credo came up with it. Two girls, one athletic cup. I like that. That's not bad. That's not bad.
That's cute.
That's not bad. Two. Yeah, you should definitely come up with, like, you know, the two girls in the Canadian fucking angle.
Maybe like Cheese Whiz Radio.
Cheese Whiz?
I don't know. I just thought of Cheese Whiz for some reason. I like Cheese Whiz.
What about Triangle Radio? Because you have three sides.
Well, but I think the triangle is like a sign of, like, equality and gay and lesbian thing, isn't it?
No, it's a rainbow, isn't it?
No, it's the thing you bang triangle when dinner's ready.
Exactly. That's how they know that dinner's ready.
It's also the international sign of a vagina.
Vagina, yeah, that's true. It's sort of a triangle. That's an upside-down triangle, but yeah, I don't know. Something about the three of you. So think of, like, you know, like the tricycle, nighttime tricycle fucking songbird. I don't know. We'll come up with something. We will.
Come up with it right now, though.
Yeah, I know. I'm sitting here trying to do a show and trying to come up with a radio show name. It's fucking terrible. I can't do one at a time. But I'm glad you guys are enjoying. Two girls, one heel is more fitting. White ass Brent. I like that. That's not bad. One heel. That's a wrestling reference.
Sure. So Marianne will hate it right away then.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. It's about getting people in there. And there's a lot of people that love the wrestling, so they hear the word heel, and they'll come in to listen. And then you rope them in with these foreign objects called women to all these fucking wrestlers that don't know what the fuck that is. They're like, what's this high-pitched? Is this mommy from when she was 30? No, it's not. Two Mounties and a Mounter. That's actually kind of funny. Credo. That's awesome, man.
Two Mounties.
The Hour Thieves. Oh, this is great. They're fucking killing it in the chat. I'm surprised you haven't used any of these yet. But
Hour Thieves, thank you, really? Was that Brent or
that,
Joe?
That was Joe Z, the Hour Thieves. Oh, because they stole our hour. Kenny, that's what he meant. That's funny. That's really funny. That's Joe Z in the chat.
Joe Z, kiss my butt.
Yeah, we could. I mean, it's a three. It's a three way conversation, and maybe you it's like a, I don't know, maybe a play on words with three way, or you know, the three of you, menage a talk. Wow, that's so bad, but yeah. I loved my delivery on that. Menage a talk.
Menage a news.
Menage a chat.
That's awful.
Menage a news.
Menage a la Madonna news. Hey.
This is so dumb. Ten minutes I'm trying to come up with a fucking radio
I'm
name.
I'm racking my Fidesz? Brain. It's
I know. I'm sitting here going, oh, well,
I'm dying to come up with...
Let's just pretend we're chatting with them. And meanwhile, in my head, I'm going, three people, one from Canada, two chicks, non-sexual.
I'm actually sitting here while I'm being quiet. I'm going, in my head, I'm going, what's Canada known for? And I'm like, fuck, I got nothing.
Exactly.
Tea and hockey.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. What is Josie it? In the chat, Menage a Bore. That's pretty damn funny. Menage a Joe's a little pissy about you guys stealing our hour, all right?
My God, we've made so many enemies. Calling you.
Oh, that's funny.
Come at me, bro.
Come at me, bro. Oh, the viral vixens and the douche from up north.
Oh, my God.
The viral vixens is pretty good.
Not bad, right? Take off to the Great White North? I don't know. It's just three of you with, you know, because I've listened to you guys, and you have good chemistry, and it's just about the three of you chit-chatting.
I'm so fucking stumped right now. It's killing me.
Menage a chat? Menage a chit-chat?
All I keep thinking is, like, Canadian Bacon was in the chat room. Something in Canadian Bacon.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. But I'm going to think about it. I'm going to text... Marianne with the name of their show.
Something's going to pop in, yeah.
It's going to happen. It will. I promise you that.
I know I can count on you guys like I always do.
Green card and blue balls.
And an American.
Josie in the chat is crushing tonight.
Two sluts and some syrup?
Two sluts and some
maple syrup.
Maple.
I'm thinking, in my head, I'm picturing forest.
Mammaries and maple. How about that? No?
No, that means. How about that would be fox head.
Tits in Toronto? Come on, we got something going on here. Vagina in Vancouver. Come on, I can do this all day now. Here we go. How about. All right, I got it.
It
ready?
Would be Vancouver.
I got it. Nope, I got it. Ready? It's called, here we go. It's called The Moose Knuckle Show.
So stupid.
Jesus Christ, I'm not wasting my ink on that.
Look at the logo of that show alone.
Syrup slinging sluts. All right, that's from Josie in the chat.
Seriously, Viral Vixens has a nice little ring to it.
Right. Yeah, that's good for... It's good for Dark Fox. Make him feel less masculine than he already does. All right. I don't know. But we're going to come up with something. I promise you that. All right.
I would love that. Thank you, you guys. You guys are the best.
We are.
Steal your goddamn hour. That was your idea.
It really wasn't. Marianne bullied me. She called me up. She's like, let me tell you something. We're going to come over there, and we're going to take the hour out of your pocket if you don't give it to us. We're like, all right, listen, just, you know, I don't want you coming down here with all that fucking Boston bravado and taking away our hours. So we'll just give it to you. It's almost like quitting before they fire you because you look like, you know, you can hold your head up high. So I'm like, we told them we'll give them the hour because we didn't want to feel like pussies when they just said we're taking your hour away from you. All right.
You make me look so bad.
My God. Yes.
Wow.
You know, we keep forgetting White Ass Branch makes a point. Don't forget, Kitty is Mexican. So, you know, we can throw that, you know, we can definitely...
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
See? I'm thinking maple syrup. I got to think Mexican, Boston, Canada.
And Canada. Mexican.
Something's
Boston
there.
Boston burritos.
Boston, yeah. Frozen burritos. Frozen Boston burritos.
How about
so terrible, it's actually funny.
How about two green cards and a bad accent?
That would be all three of them with a bad accent. Why don't you just call it the Bad Accent Show?
That's
good stuff. Shit. Well, we're gonna head out of here. We're done.
Thanks
for derailing our political chat.
No problem.
Western Echo, Mexican, Boston, and Canada, the trifecta from hell. That's a good point, too. Just smashing you guys. But so if you're listening to us now, don't forget, if you want, we're done. So you guys can go over back to More Like Radio and listen to, the kitty litter fucking Boston cream Canadian fucking moose knuckle show.
I like that one. I'm going to fucking get that sound. Get that sound bite and play that for your new show.
If everybody listening, write down your ideas.
Yeah.
Send them
yeah.
either into the chat room or email either show.
Dude, yeah. White Ass Brent makes a great point. He goes, they stole your hour again by calling in and playing it on their show.
Brent is he's relentless.
Dude, Credo has another name for the show, the NAFTA show.
NAFTA?
NAFTA. Josie, these Mexicans keep taking our hours. Oh, you guys are killing it tonight, man. The chat room is on fire, man.
Amazing.
But thanks for calling in, guys. And anybody who's listening to us now, just go to More Like Radio and listen to a little Lust and Love or whatever the show's going to be called.
And
Boston Cream Mexican Pie Frozen. I just keep throwing the word frozen in. How about Frozen Contra?
You're just describing.
That's all I'm doing. Just describing the three people where they're.
You're just describing like nationality or like areas
where they're from. Yeah, that's all.
Anyway, if any ideas for their show, send them to Conti and Kenny at AOL. Or what's you guys?
Why would you send it to us? Because then we'll just steal them.
It's fucking exactly.
Yeah, give an email address that they can send their ideas to.
You know what? If you're on Twitter, you can tweet us at Lust and Love Radio or at More Like Bombsy. More Like Kitty or Dark Fox double double. What is it? 001?
Wow, yes.
Yes.
001, see? Yes. I was Tweet talking us. About that.
I don't
All
like
right.
add this out to any of these bitches.
All right, kitties. We're going to let you go.
All right, guys. Thanks for having us. Have a good show.
All right.
We're going to steal your listeners now. Come on over to More Like Radio.
No problem.
There you
go ahead. If you guys want to just go and feel fucking disappointed, just go over to the other program over there.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, guys.
Bye, guys.
Happy New Year.
All right. Happy Happy New Year, guys.
Bye.
Hey, and I'll be traveling. I'll be in Chicago next week, so I might pop on you guys.
Please pop on me.
Josie in the chat, the border jumpers and the enabler. That could be a fucking good one, too. We should have done 2 hours of just fucking names for their show.
It should, or you could call it Now We All Have Healthcare.
All right, let's end it on that. I'll see you guys later.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye, kitties. Damn, that was funny, man. All right, good. We were just doing boring fucking.
Oh, my God. I'm
boring. I know. I keep
stuck.
Trying to think.
I'm sitting here racking my brain.
I know. We're just trying to come up with funny names.
You know, it's like I'm sitting here dry humping, trying to come up with something.
All right. Well, listen, everybody in the chat, you guys fucking murdered it tonight. Thank you so much. Our producer, White Ass Brent, thank you. I want to thank Champagne Mike for coming back
sure.
and hanging out with us for a little bit. My boy, Kenny Michaels, my partner. And
thank you, pal.
A little quick thing for any of our regular listeners. I need a little help. I need, from the last year, I need your guys' opinions on what's the best show we've done in, like, the last year.
We have a...
Yes, I'm not saying anything else.
Okay.
If you guys have any shows that you guys remember or go over and said that was one of the best shows from top to bottom, because I'm going to start looking. I have to find one of the best shows we've done in the last year. Full show, 3-hour show. All right? And
very important.
Yep. So I want to thank everybody, of course, really in cool. the chat for helping us out. Our Twitter accounts, the Conti and Kenny Show, it's at CNK Show. White S. Brent, thank buddy. My Twitter account is at Joe Conti Comic. Kenny's is at Kenny Michaels 5. And Brent's, I think, is Brent Whiteass. Put it in the chat real quick, Brent. Like our Facebook page, which is just Conti and Kenny. And subscribe to both of our podcasts. Subscribe to the show. And also subscribe to Shorts. Wow, where'd that come from? Shorts. Fucking homo.
And remember the worst comic contest?
Yes.
Please put your entries in. There's no. We don't have a deadline yet because
no.
I want to
get a whole bunch. At least another month.
At least I want to get a whole bunch.
Just milk
of them.
This, yeah. Get the TuneIn app so you can listen to us live on your phone on the More Like Radio channel. And
do we have on our website? Do we have the examples of a Sindoni and then the examples of our Can we maybe see if, is that hard to do?
Yeah.
To have like all the entries?
We might be able to do that. White Ash Brent says, any show without Kenny, great show.
All right.
Maybe. You know what? It's, Brent, his Twitter account is at White Ass Brent. Follow him, too, on Twitter. I'll have to talk to Brent about that. That might be a good idea.
Just little examples
of his shit. Okay.
And then also our entries.
Yeah, the two entries so far.
That would be pretty cool.
A couple of friends of the show, JJComedy.com, great comedy shows in New Jersey. Life-Forever.com, our pal DeChrome, that's his comics. He's got a couple of comic books he's working on. GodHatesBrickStone.com, that's Dave Cyrus's website. His movie will also be on there, so don't forget the Archie Black movie.com.
We're both in.
Yep, trailer for that. Check that out, please. MetalAsylum.net, our friend Rich. And a couple of podcasts that we are friends with, man. Metal Breakfast Radio, Dave Ingram. I keep forgetting he's got a new album out. I have the album. I got to download it. And we got to promote the fucking thing.
Play it.
Go to MetalBreakfastRadio.com. Check out their show. He's
sister is, she had me watching Doctor Who. And Dave loved it. I was Facebooking him. I'm like, see, all of us Americans aren't idiots.
No.
I saw
the first episode. I liked it.
Well, I've been watching. I watched the marathon with her, and she had an apron with the fucking time machine.
All right, tell her to take it easy. All right,
yeah, I'm like, slow down, nerdy, nerd.
Yeah,
It was good. It was good stuff.
And what else we got? Unlearn.tv. That's our pal Rich Woods and Cigars and Scotch Tony.
He was in here earlier.
Yep. Their show is every Tuesday night from seven o'clock on Unlearn.tv. The I Don't Know Joe Show. That's Joe Fernandez's podcast. The It's All About Me podcast with Holly and Rorschach, and a good show, Pod Cheese, with my friend Benny Michaels, who we're going to have up here one day. And, of course, Cousin Joe and all the other shows in More Like Radio. Want to thank them. And once again, everybody in the chat, thank you so much. We're out of here. And it's kind of nice. We can go a little longer. It's okay.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
We have carte blanche,
exactly. We got robbed. All right. We'll see you guys next
week. It's
funny
how it's going back and forth.
Yeah.
It's great.
All right, guys. We'll see you next week. Peace.
All right.
See you next week.